did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved
$280. $270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number, waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474, that's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home. Owens Corning, Roof Max, Wagner Sprayers, and Aero Fasteners. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. What are you working on? Is it your deck, your patio, your porch? Are you working on some projects inside? Are you sprucing up the yard? Well, whatever's on your to-do list, we're here to help you create your best home ever. You can reach out with your questions, and we'll help you get those projects done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. Just click the blue microphone button. Coming up on today's show, as we approach the hottest days of summer, one of the keys to avoiding excessive heat and staying safe, cool, and comfortable in your home is to limit the amount of heat that actually gets into your house. So we're going to share a few surprisingly easy ways to do just that. And whether you have a green thumb or you need to hire out the job, creating a simple landscape plan is a great way to get started stepping up your outdoor space. We'll share tips on how you can plan a beautiful exterior for your home. And also ahead, did you know that up to 90% of homes are under-insulated? And very likely your home is as well. Spring's a good time to find out what you've got and what you need. We'll share how to do that project in just a bit. But first, we want to hear from you. We're here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. So help yourself first. Reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask and clicking the blue microphone button. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Beth in Texas is on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I had four columns on the front of my house, and I live downtown in an old neighborhood that has beautiful 150-year-old oak trees. And I have these four columns, and I have the wood rots out from the those columns sit on concrete. Okay. And last time I had them fixed, which was about 10 years ago, they put like a plastic or some kind of a block that's the same size as the column. It's a barrier, kind of a moisture barrier, maybe, between the concrete and the pole. So then time passes, and here comes the rot again. And so I said, oh, my gosh. So I dug out the rot again. I went to Home Depot, and I got some of that product that, you know, you can fill in with.
Like a Bondo.
You know, right, right. It's some kind of it has wood in it, but it's plastic. It's some, I don't know what it is. Anyway, I did that. And, of course, my wounds were so deep, I could only put, you know, later about a fourth inch in, and it took me forever to fill up the little holes. And so I finally got it to the edge, and I sanded it. It looked pretty darn good, and so I painted it. And then I put the first coat on. I said, oh, this paint's kind of thin, so I put another coat on. So in the meantime, here comes all this pollen. from these giant oak trees and all this stuff that falls from the trees on my freshly painted wood. I started crying.
I started crying
because I didn't know what in the world to do about paint. I mean, that stuff just sucked it up like a sponge. And so, I mean, I didn't know what to do.
All right. Well, where are you now with the columns? Are you at a point where you need to replace them again? Are you trying to just figure out a fix?
Well, actually, what I did is I went back and I lightly sanded. I waited for a while and then I sanded it lightly and then I put another top coat on it. And I don't know. I still have little, I don't know what it is. It's not yellow pollen, but it's something, you know, it's kind of, it, my paint is bumpy. It's not nice like it should be after all that work.
Well, here's a couple of solutions. You do need to sand it if you want to get the surface nice and smooth again. That's truly the only thing that's going to get rid of the pollen that sort of embedded itself into that wet paint. Then once you get a nice smooth surface on that column again, what you want to try to do is, and I know it would be a pain in the butt, but it's going to be super duper duper helpful. If you can get some paint tarps, plastic, canvas, whatever, if there is a way to sort of build a tent in these tarps around, you know, the area to keep the pollen from sort of wafting in there while the paint is drying and while you're painting, you know, it'll be unsightly while the process is happening just because your beautiful front of your home will be draped in tarp. But it will actually help to keep the air circulating behind it to actually dry the column paint, but it will keep things from landing on it. So I would look into a way to do that. You know, they make all sorts of little prop poles and different things that work for tarps, but also, you know, a couple of good clips. Maybe you've got, you know, an overhang there or something that you can clip onto without damaging a gutter. So, you know, that really could do the trick. Now, fast forward to a couple of years down the road when you end up with such an amount of rot again, you might want to consider replacing the columns with an architectural composite column. Now, in a lot of cases, because your wood column is actually a support, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So what you might end up doing is they might replace that wood column, since you've done that before, they might replace the wood column with some sort of post that would be metal, that would be structural, and then there is an actual decorative wrap that looks exactly like the same type of fluted column or whatever type of column you might have that wraps around that support pole and then is a composite. So once it's painted and finished, you won't have to paint it again for a long, 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 long time because it's not made of an organic material. It's not going to take that moisture up that you're getting from the concrete, and it's going to simply clean up with, you know, soap and water. So, you know, keep that in mind for down the road, and they would do that, you know, column at a time and make them structural. So there are ways to get around it, but you're going to have to sand again.
I know. It didn't look too bad, but it didn't look too good either. But thank you so much. I'll try those tips, all right?
Beth, it sounds like you got your work cut out for you on that job. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Randy in Illinois is on the line with a kitchen cabinet question. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I recently purchased a home, and it had some all wood cabinets in the kitchen. And they're half bisque color, and they're half of a whiter color, depending on which part of the cabinet you look at. And I'm trying to figure out a way to get them back to either all one color or the lighter version.
What's the material that your cabinets are made out of?
I believe it's oak, but it could be pine.
Well, assuming that the oak is finished, one of the issues that you're going to have is that you can't really stain it and change the color. So you'd have to either paint it or you'd have to sand it down. Since most of those cabinets are covered with veneer, it makes it also difficult for you to be able to sand enough of that finish off to have it accept stain. So your resulting options would be to reface the cabinets, which is adding new veneer to it, or to paint the cabinets to get that consistent look.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You are listening to The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest. Start to finished. Download the Angie app today. And just ahead, now that we're approaching the warmer days of summer, one of the keys to avoiding excessive heat and staying safe in your home is to simply limit the amount of heat that gets into your house. We've got a few surprisingly easy ways to do just that, and we'll share those when the Money Pit returns. Setting a fence post, the mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermafiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermafiber, Fire, and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermafiber, Fire, and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Do you have cracks or holes in your concrete sidewalk, driveway, or steps? Patch them up with Rock Patch. New from Deich Coatings, non-messy Rock Patch is made of pre-mixed polymer and stone formula. Just open the can, stir, and get started. Fill, level, and resurface your broken concrete areas quickly. Rock Patch dries rock hard and resists impact, moisture, hot tires, and salt. Rock Patch is available online at Lowe's and the Home Depot, plus at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey guys, do you have home improvement questions and don't know where to turn? Well, you can turn to us. We're here to help you save money, save time, and avoid home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream home. You can also follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Deb in Wyoming, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I've got some trouble with an area of grass right in the middle of my yard. It's probably 20 by 20.
The yard or the problem area?
The problem area is probably 20 by 20.
Okay, that's a big problem.
Yeah, and the lawn is pretty big, and it grows really good all the way around this area. And it'll grow maybe, you know, an inch or two, and then it kind of heads out. And never really gets green. We put extra water on it, and we fertilize it and aerate it just like the rest of the lawn, but it just doesn't look good, and seems funny that this would be just in one area.
Well, it could be, you know, that area, for whatever reason, has a different pH balance than the other parts of your lawn itself, and therefore that the seed that you're using is reacting differently to the soil than the other areas. So you might want to take a couple of soil samples from the problem area and have those tested. Sometimes the home centers sell little kits. Sometimes you might have to contact your local building department to find out who you can do that with. But you can have a soil test done pretty easily and inexpensively. And once you know exactly what's going on with the soil in this area, I mean, that could be, you know, enlightening to have this information, because you could be using the wrong seed. You could be using the wrong fertilizer. That will tell you exactly what type of fertilizer, when, how to water it. That's really the key here, and that should clear up a lot of this problem.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll sure give it a try.
Deb, I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Rick in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, yes, I have a question about a bedroom wall. I'll tell you real quick what I have. It's a cinder block wall, and on the outside of it is a stone facing, and then on the inside they just had furring strips and then plaster. So no insulation, and very cold in the winter. So what we're doing, we're tearing down the plaster. We're going to frame it out. We're going to put, I guess it's R19, I think it is, in there, and then drywall it. But my question is, we were talking about putting a thermal barrier onto the block itself, and I guess I have a couple of questions or concerns. A, is it going to be worth it? Is it going to raise the R value any? And B, there's not really going to be an air cavity. It's just going to be the thermal barrier on the wall, and then the insulation is going to be touching that. So I'm kind of afraid it's going to act more of a conductor.
Well, what you might want to think about using there is Tyvek.
On the inside.
Yeah, on the inside. It's vapor permeable. So I think it'll allow everything to breathe, but it'll keep some separation between the block and the frame. And by the way, you'd be wise to leave at least an inch there in between and not have it up against the block, because you really don't want to have an organic material like wood, and certainly not drywall, that close to a very damp source, which will be the concrete block, because concrete blocks are very hydroscopic. They suck up a lot of water, and especially in, you know, periods of bad weather. So you do want to have a bit of a space there. But I think that I would cover the block first with Tyvek, then I'd frame up against that. Now, another option to kind of kill two birds with one stone is consider spray foam insulation. If you did spray foam insulation, you could frame the wall, and then you could spray into the framing right up against the block wall, and then it would be cut flush with the wall, and you would put your drywall right on top of that. Now, spray foam has the advantage of being able to not only insulate but seal and draft proof at the same time. We recently added spray foam insulation to our entire home. Now, we have an existing home much like you, and, of course, it makes it difficult to get into the walls. But what we did was we put it in the box beams, which all the way around the sort of the perimeter of the basement and crawl space, and we added it to the attics. And just those areas, without even doing the walls, because we weren't opening the walls at this time, made a huge difference in the energy efficiency of the house. So I'm a big fan of Isonene, I-C-Y-N-E-N-E, as a result of that experience.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even think about anything like that. I have to check into that. Do you know, well, I guess I'd have to look that up online or whatever if there's somebody around my area.
I'm sure that there will be. Isonene is a Canadian company, but they have dealers all across the country.
Now, if I didn't do that and I put the frame, the stud up to the block wall, you said to leave an inch. What would you recommend? How would you do that?
I would just simply frame the wall out away from the block.
Okay.
Don't attach the frame wall to the block wall, because I'll tell you, some of the worst cases of mold infestation we've seen is when you have wood framing attached to block walls and drywall, which is essentially mold food. In fact, one other thing you might want to consider is to not use drywall on that wall, but use something called Den's Armor, which is a fiberglass-faced drywall product. So without the paper face, you don't have food to feed the mold. Make sense?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, now that the hottest days of summer are just ahead, it's a good time to talk about how to avoid excessive heat and stay safe, stay cool, and comfortable in your home. Now, with temperatures like this, there are actually lots of things that you can do to limit the amount of heat getting into your house. So let's talk about a few. Now, step one, keep those blinds and curtains closed, especially on the south and west sides of your home. This is where you get the most direct sun. Now, another way to do this is to invest in smart window coverings. These are a lot less expensive than you might believe. They run off apps, and they can automatically go down and close the blinds during the hottest parts of the day. And if you keep those window coverings closed during the day, you're going to significantly reduce the amount of sunlight and heat that enters your home. And all the heat that you keep out is less that you have to pay to air condition. Speaking of air conditioning, adjust your thermostat. During summer, you can actually save up to 10% on your energy bills by turning your thermostat up 7 to 10 degrees from its normal settings for 8 hours a day. Ideally, of course, when you're away. You can do this manually, or you can set your smart thermostat up to do this automatically. Next, let's talk about protecting your power, because the inevitable power failures are going to happen, and you can avoid those by investing in a whole house generator to make sure you always have power, even in outages caused by extreme weather. Another option is reflective window films. These are pretty cool. I've had these on a vehicle that I owned once, and I found it amazing because, you know, in the summer, your car gets in the middle of a parking lot with no shade, gets like super hot. Well, that never happened to my car after I put these reflective window films on. They weren't tinted. They were almost perfectly clear, so it wasn't like, I was some sort of celebrity hiding behind the tint. And what they do is they actually parse out the UV rays from the light. So they don't reduce the light, but they reduce the heat, and they're very, very effective. Now, in a house, they also have the added benefit of keeping the furniture from fading, the carpets from fading, the artwork from fading, and so on. So because they're blocking that UV, it really makes a big difference. And then lastly, think about limiting the use of heat-generating appliances. We're talking about ovens, dryers, other appliances that create heat. You want to run those at night, not during the day. And if they're electric, another benefit to running them at night is sometimes in some areas of the country we have smart metering where you're charged less in off-peak hours the electricity that you're paying for. So lots of good reasons to think about when you're running those appliances. But all told, if you follow a few of these simple steps, you'll reduce the heat in your house and also reduce the cost of getting rid of that heat by paying for air conditioning.
John in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have these double doors, stormproof doors. They're made out of fiberglass, and they have a steel piece that goes down the middle, and the insulation has receded from where it's supposed to be, and I'd like to know where I would find the stuff to replace it with.
So these are metal storm doors, John?
No, they're fiberglass. The metal rod that goes down the middle, there's a metal piece that goes from top to bottom in the middle, and that has insulation in it, and it seems to have receded at the bottom of the door, at the top of the door.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's the astragal, which is the piece in between. And that piece of insulation typically will pull back at the upper corner and the lower corner of the door. You should be able to find maybe not that exact type of insulation, but one that's similar in a weather stripping supply center, so hardware store, home center. You should be able to find either rubber or a heavy felt weather stripping that could replace that original one that was part of the manufacturer, because sometimes with older doors like that, it's hard to get the exact part.
Right, and the doors have no labels or anything that tells me who the manufacturer was.
Yeah, I know. And that's the piece of weather stripping that typically does wear out first. So I would think about being creative. You're not going to be able to find the exact part, but you'll find something very similar that you should be able to make work.
All right, then. I think I can handle it, then.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. We are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. And just ahead, whether you have a green thumb or you need to hire out the job, sprucing up your landscaping is a great way to step up the outdoor space. We'll share tips on how you can create a simple landscape plan to deliver a beautiful exterior to your home when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. We want you to look around your house right now because we know there's a project that you want to get done that maybe you just need a little encouragement or some tips to get started. And then pick up the phone or go to moneypit.com/ask and tell us your question because we are ready to help.
Okay, let's welcome Donna from North Carolina with some squeaking floors. What's going on?
We have a 13-year-old home in Raleigh, North Carolina, which was purchased as new construction. We have squeaky floors, wood floors, primarily in the kitchen in front of the sink. Originally, there were shims placed between the joists to even the floor after we moved in. But after a first frost, there were raised areas of flooring, particularly in the kitchen, and some of the shims were removed to even the floors once again. Currently, we're selling our house, and my concern is that when the purchaser employs a home inspector, that the squeaky floors would be so obvious that we would need to resolve the problem. And I wondered what you would suggest we do.
I was a home inspector for 20 years. And I've never, ever in those 20 years reported squeaky floors as a structural problem.
Okay.
So on that point, I don't think you have a lot to worry about unless you have somebody that really doesn't know what they're talking about. Sometimes if you get an inspector that is really underskilled, they will take the minute normal occurrences of a home and turn it into a major issue. But that's it. It is kind of annoying. And trying to figure out why it squeaks requires you understanding which part of that floor assembly is moving because it's evidence of movement. So if there's movement between the subfloor and the floor joists underneath, that could be one source. Or if there's movement between the finished hardwood floor and the subfloor and the floor joist, that's another type of movement. You can deal with all of this if you were to be able to identify where, from the top side, from the kitchen side, the floor joists are underneath that area that's loose. And then you can drive what's called a trim screw, which is about as wide as a finish nail, with proper prep, which means you have to pre-drill the floor. But you can drive a couple of those into the hardwood floor to kind of tie it all together. And once you do that, you'll find that you'll quiet it down quite a bit. And the size hole that you'll have to fill is no more than the width of a finish nail.
Okay. So the key is finding the joists, I would guess.
Floor joists. And there's a way to do that, too. And you can do that by measuring it out, or you could simply get a stud finder, a stud sensor. They have them today where they're good enough where they can actually see through 2-3 inches of building material and find the floor joists below with great precision. Stanley makes a number of very good quality and inexpensive stud sensors that can do that. But don't panic. A squeaky floor is pretty much typical. And it's not indicative of a structural issue. Right, Leslie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just more annoying. And I think one of the benefits of you saying, you know, you seem to have so much knowledge of the shims and what's going on there, it makes me feel like you have access to the things. So it should be fairly easy for you to get to the bottom of.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that information. It's encouraging.
Well, guys, whether you're updating or starting your yard from scratch again this spring and summer, you can get things growing in the right direction by making sure you have a landscape plan. Now, the biggest mistake homeowners make with landscaping is not having a clearly defined plans. Because for the best results, you want to approach your project like a pro and consider what the space will be used for and by whom. Then you want to prioritize your wish list. You want to weigh the needs against what you'd like to have. I always say there's that moment where you have to trade off what you have to have against what you'd like to have. And also, be honest about how much time you're willing to spend on maintenance, because even the best landscape plan is going to fail if you can't put in the upkeep time and the effort required to keep it looking great. And then finally, consider the budget, which has to include both your initial landscape investments and that ongoing maintenance, and make sure the landscape plan includes the practical, like the locations of water and power lines, the drainage patterns, and the view you're going to see from the indoors. If you consider those few simple things, you'll end up with a beautiful landscape that you can enjoy for many, many years to come.
Heading out west to Hawaii, where Gary has an electrical question. Aloha, Gary. How can we help you?
Aloha. Thank you guys very much. I have a situation in my bathroom where I actually want to take an existing wall light and I want to remove it. And then create a situation where I have a light on either side of the mirror. So I've got this one electrical feed coming out of the wall, and what I want to do is I want to kind of splice it so that I could take one wire off to the left and one wire off to the right of the mirror, and I'm trying to find out if there's a easy way to do that or if basically there's a kit that might help me do that, because I'm not a electrical genius here.
So because you're not an electrical genius, I don't want you to try this yourself, okay? But I will tell you that it's a fairly easy project, that any electrician could do this for you. Since you have power going to the one fixture, it's very easy to split that off into two separate fixtures and use the same switch that the other fixture was on. So it's a really simple project, but I don't want you doing it yourself, because if you want to tackle a plumbing project, you can get wet. If you want to tackle an electrical project, you could get dead. So we don't want you to try that yourself, all right? You got to use common sense.
Okay. Very good. I appreciate the advice. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We are broadcasting today from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. And just ahead, did you know that up to 90% of homes are under-insulated? And it's likely your home is as well. Spring's a good time to find out what you got and what you need. We'll tell you how to take on this project yourself when the Money Pit returns.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N-P-U-R-E-Deals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com.
That's DAICHCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Marion, Massachusetts is on the line with a Ridge Vent question. How can we help you today?
You know, my house is 70 years old, and time it needed to be reshingled. So the roofer explained now they use a Ridge Vent, and they open the center of the roof. And it was agreed, and I was happy with the shingles. But I do not like that Ridge Vent when I'm attic. It's like having an open window. Is there a way I can close that?
No, that is doing exactly what it's intended to do and exactly what it has to do, Mary. You know, we all grew up with homes that were grossly underventilated, but if your attic is ventilated perfectly, it should be the same temperature as the outside. It is not a conditioned space. It is unconditioned. So the heat is trapped at the floor level where you have insulation, but the ridge vent is designed to let air out of the attic where it's most likely to exit. So, for example, if your house is ventilated perfectly, the wind is going to blow over the roof. It's going to depressurize the ridge and pull air out of the attic from that space. It pulls out moisture in the wintertime. It pulls out heat in the summertime. And the other half of that are soffit vents at the overhang. These work together to properly ventilate a roof. So you've just never experienced a properly ventilated attic, but that is exactly what ridge vents are supposed to do, and I would not change them, because if you do, you're going to have a number of issues to crop up. Number one, you'll have moisture that will build up in the attic, and what that will do is make the insulation far less effective. If you add just 2% moisture to fiberglass insulation, it loses about a third of its resistance to heat loss. Secondly, in the summertime, you have excessive heat, which will make cooling the house that much more expensive. So I wouldn't do a thing.
Hmm. Okay, I was curious. I'm not thrilled with it, but I guess I have to live with it.
Nope. Get used to it. It's doing its job, Mary, okay?
Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, did you know that up to 90% of homes are under-insulated, and it's very likely that your home is as well? That's why spring is a really good time to go up in the attic and find out how much insulation you actually have, because it's very likely that you're going to need more. Now, if you do need more, Atticat Expanding Blown-In Insulation is specially designed for your attic insulation project in new or existing homes. And it's a project you can do yourself. You can rent an Atticat machine at Lowe's, and if you buy 10 bags of insulation, the first 24 hours of the rental is free. Another reason to do this is because there's a new Inflation Reduction Act tax credit that's available in 2023. You can receive tax credits up to $1,200 annually based on qualifying insulation products that can be found at Lowe's. Now, the Atticat system is engineered specifically for insulating attics, and topping your attic with Owens Corning's Atticat system can save you 15 to 20% in energy costs. Now, if you go to Lowe's, there's an easy chart to tell you how many bags are needed per square foot. You just load the machine with the Atticat pink loose fill fiberglass insulation and go ahead and blow it on in. And here's an insider pro tip. Contractors tell us that setting up rulers or yardsticks in the coverage area can help you guide the coverage depth. So this way you're getting it nice and even, you're adding a warm pink blanket to the entire space, you start saving money and improving comfort from day one the project gets done.
Now we've got Frank on the line who's having an issue with paint on his siding. What's going on, Frank?
I pressure washed it, and it's all coming off. It's like no one ever primed it before or anything, and I don't know if they use paint or stain, and I'm not really sure what to go back with if you have priming. I don't know. I'm lost.
So we're talking about siding shingles here, not roofing shingles, correct?
Right, cedar shingles, white cedar shingles.
So the paint's coming off after you've power washed them, so you probably didn't have good adhesion to begin with.
Yeah, but paint is going to come off when you pressure wash. That's just how it goes.
Well, that's true, and well, depending on the veracity of the pressure washer, but also if paint wasn't applied well, if it wasn't primed properly, then it'll come off even that much more quicker. So what I would recommend you do is to get rid of any loose paint that's left behind. You're probably going to have to abrade those shingles, probably
brush them with a wire brush. Make sure you really get anything that's loose off of that. Then you're going to need to prime the entire shingle surface with an oil-based primer, because that's going to give you maximum adhesion. The primer, one of the qualities of the primer is that it really sticks to the substrate. And then after it's primed, then you can put a top coat of paint over that. But that's the process, and there's just no shortcutting it, especially if you've got adhesion problems with the paint that you've taken off. You can't put good paint over bad paint. You've got to get rid of all the bad paint, prime it properly, and then repaint it, and you'll be good to go, Frank.
Okay. I've had some people telling me that you could use stain.
Well, you could use stain as well, but only if all of the old paint is off. Otherwise, it's going to look, you know, pretty bad. Now, if you use stain, you still have to prime it. I've got cedar shingles on my home, and I primed it first and then used the solid color stain over that. And between the two of them, the last time I did it this way, it lasted about 15 or 17 years. So, but you got to prime it. No matter what you do, you got to prime it.
Okay, and an oil-based primer. Okay, thanks a lot.
You got it, Frank. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job done well. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, if you've got a home that needs a lot of work, it's not always easy to know which project to tackle first. We're going to share some insights next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including 2 crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's rodeo time. 75 years of bucking by the river. Reading Rodeo celebrates 75 years with four action-packed nights of riding, wrestling, wrangling, and roping. Wednesday night is Native American Night by Reading Rancheria. MD Imaging brings you Family Night Thursday. Friday is tough enough to wear pink with Pendleton Whiskey and Block Beverage. Sierra Pacific closes out with Saturday's Armed Forces Night. Reading Rodeo, May 17th through May 20th. Get your tickets now at readingrodeo.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
In many areas to its members. So I think that's the best way for you to get going on this project and make sure it comes out right.
All right. Now we've got a question here from Kat, who has a home with multiple large windows. She says they let in a ton of natural light, and we love it. However, with that light comes added heat. We've heard about the window film, and it claims to block the heat while allowing light through. Does it really work to reduce the heat without restricting the amount of light?
Yeah, you know, that's a pretty common problem. And the window film today is just amazing stuff. I mean, it can block very specific parts of the UV light that comes through, including the parts that generate heat. But remember, it's a two-way street. You know, those windows are going to be blocked from excessive heat in the summer, but you're also not going to have any sunlight warming you in the winter. I remember one time, Leslie, I don't know if you remember this, we had a question from a lady who was really upset because she had replaced all her windows, and she always was used to sitting in this one chair at her kitchen table, and now she's cold because she no longer felt the heat in the winter, the sun coming through. I'm like, well, that's kind of part
well,
of the job,
doing its job,
part of the deal. That's right, yeah. So just remember that. But in terms of blocking the light, no, the window films today, they're not just the dark ones that you used to see on streetcars, for example. These are coming in a wide variety of densities. They can be perfectly clear, have no blocking whatsoever. And I'll tell you what else they're good for, and that is to protect your furnishings, right, Les?
Oh, my goodness. It really does help a lot, because if you've got, you know, a nice piece of upholstered furniture sitting by a window and that sun is beating in all day, you're going to notice that certain sections of that sofa or furniture or whatever it is that gets subjected to that light all day is going to be a different shade, and there's really nothing you can do about it. The sun is bleaching out that fabric. So when you add these films or change the glass in your window, when you replace the window, you are definitely doing the service of protecting the furniture, which is a big investment. Your floors, the drapes, I mean, so much stuff gets bleached out. So there's benefits all around.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you on a beautiful spring weekend. At least we hope it's beautiful where you are, that you're inspired to take on projects both inside and outside your house. Because if you get stuck, if you need some help, if you want us to lend a hand, that's what we do. You can reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com/ask. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis courting voters in the battleground state of Iowa today. Former President Trump was supposed to be in the Hawkeye state as well, but a tornado warning prompted the former president to cancel his outdoor rally. DeSantis flipped burgers at a congressman's annual picnic before taking the podium to tout his state's accomplishments.
We won up and down the state of Florida, urban, suburban, and rural, and brought a real tsunami just like they did in Iowa, where we were bringing in super majorities of our legislature. And now for the first time since the Civil War era, there is not one single solitary Democrat in statewide office in the Sunshine State. That's what you call winning.
DeSantis expected any day now to announce his 2024 presidential campaign. North Carolina's Democrat governor vetoed legislation that would have banned nearly all abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. The veto came during a public rally earlier today where about 1,000 abortion rights activists and voters watched on a plaza in Raleigh as Roy Cooper affixed his veto stamp to the bill, which also places additional restrictions on physicians, abortion clinics, and the women seeking to kill their babies. The Title 42 immigration law expired this week, and Deputy Director of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli tells the Salem News Channel the problems at the southern border are just beginning.
This is an invasion, and the guns and military equipment are being financed for the drug cartels in Mexico by the invasion. They are now reportedly making more money from human trafficking than drug trafficking.
Cuccinelli says the problem lays squarely on the doorstep of President Biden and his open-door border policy. Israel and the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza agreeing to an Egyptian-brokered ceasefire ending 5 days of intense fighting. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The Australian government's forecasting the nation's first balanced annual budget in 15 years.
The forecast comes with a warning that economic pressures such as inflation will push the country into deeper debt in future years. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has not said how big the surplus will be, but media reported a $2.7 billion surplus was expected. High prices for commodities, including iron ore, coal, and gas, plus income tax revenue, help deliver the surplus.
Jeremy House reports the government's budget plan for the upcoming fiscal year aims to ease financial hardships of the most needy without stoking stubbornly high inflation. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan left the High Court in Islamabad Friday after it granted him broad protection from arrest in multiple legal cases. Khan's protection for 2 weeks in connection to a graft charge. More at townhall.com. tragedy in Wisconsin.
Authorities say a middle school student waiting to board a school bus was struck and killed by a pickup that had swerved to avoid hitting the bus. Sauk County Sheriff's Office says the pickup's driver failed to stop in time and sideswiped the bus, striking the student Friday morning in the town of Excelsior. The child was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say no one on the bus was hurt, while the pickup driver did suffer minor injuries. Jason Walker reporting.
Virginia GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin signing an executive order directing state agencies to take 10 steps intended to bolster the fight against the fentanyl crisis. The order includes setting up a plan to use wastewater surveillance to keep tabs on drug use, as well as state and public safety officials and police being called to develop a strategic plan for law enforcement agencies for tackling problems, and more at townhall.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie.com, your home for everything home. Owens Corning, Roof Max, Wagner Sprayers, and Aero Fastener. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. If you've been working around the house this week, this weekend, or you got some plans for taking on projects in the days and weeks ahead, but maybe you got a question, you don't know where to start, you got a problem to solve, well, that's what we do. We're here to help you create your dream house. So go ahead and give us a call with those questions, and we will get it done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button, which you'll also find on every single page of moneypit.com. You get to record your question. It'll come right to us via voicemail, and we'll answer it on the next edition of the show. Coming up on today's show, spring is the new season for lots of things, and that includes painting. But new high-efficiency airless paint sprayers are going to make that project easier than ever. We'll explain how they work and help you cut painting time by a full third. Plus, we love seeing manufacturers that make tools easier to use, and Arrow Fastener has done that with a new line of corded, cordless, and manual multi-use tools that can handle a wide array of fasteners. This makes it quick and easy to complete a wide scope of simple home projects. You get to do more with less. We'll tell you all about that. And with home prices at an all-time high, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed on. Or is it? We're going to share the pros and the cons of that approach. But first, do you need help with a reno, repair, a decor project? We share expert tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. So reach out to us with your questions. Go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. Let's get to it.
Leslie, who's first?
Tim in New York is having an issue with the tub. What's going on in your bathroom?
So my wife and I moved into our home 2 years ago, and the previous homeowners recently redid the bathroom. It's very nice, but unfortunately the bathtub has two cracks in it. So I recently had a bathtub fitter come in and take a look at it. They can't do it because they don't have the mold for it, and they would have to cover up the tile anyway. So my question is there an easy fix? And even if I had to replace a tub, do I have to take out tile to do so?
Well, you have to take out probably the first couple of rows of tile. It depends on how difficult it is to get the tub in and out of that space. It's a pretty big job. I mean, it might be that it's just not worth trying to save the tile. This is the time when you might just want to think about whether or not you could just renovate the entire bathroom, because frankly, by the time you get that tub out, you're going to be taking so many of the other fixtures out of the way to kind of get the tub in and out. You might end up doing that anyway, Tim. The bathtub is the first thing that goes into a bathroom, and everything else works around it or fits around it. And I think the bath fitter idea was a good one, but if they can't do it, they can't do it.
Yeah. I looked up online, and, you know, they have these epoxies that fix cracks. I don't think it's going to work or be a permanent fix. Do you have any knowledge on that?
That's true. I would agree with that. It's very difficult to repair a crack or a chip in a tub. Is it a fiberglass tub?
It is. It's a fiberglass tub.
So, I mean, look, you know, they repair fiberglass boats, right? Or fiberglass cars. So you can use, right from an auto body shop, you can use fiberglass repair compound to fix this. It's not going to be pretty, right? I mean, like a Bondo product or something like that. It's going to be obvious, but if you want to buy yourself some time and use the tub for a while, you could do that. You know, I had a shower stall once where the fiberglass pan cracked, and I repaired that with fiberglass and Bondo just by basically applying the fiberglass in a couple of layers and then putting the compound over top of that. And you could see it, but it didn't leak after I fixed it.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll look into that. You know, the bathroom is so new that I don't want to rip out. Well,
I know. I hear you. It hurts. And, you know, it may be very well that the tub was put in incorrectly, because when you put in fiberglass tubs, you're supposed to put a solid fill under them. Usually you'll put like a loose mix of mortar mix underneath it, because it basically gives you something solid to step into, because the tub has some flex.
Yeah. I don't think they did that, because you could actually feel the tub moving underneath my feet.
Yeah, unfortunately, it sounds like it wasn't put in right.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. That was very helpful.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Teresa in Tennessee is on the line with a decking question. How can we help you?
We just finished redecking our deck outside with treated lumber. And we were going to stain it, so I was very happy, you know, going and trying to pick out my color. And I was told that we're supposed to wait about a year to stain it. Is that true?
It's brand-new pressure-treated lumber?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so there's a formulation that they use to create the lumber to be more weather-resistant, which is basically saturating that wood with whatever that mixture is that makes that wood durable. So in doing so, you're dealing with, you know, some very green, very wet wood. So if you were to apply a stain at this point, it would kind of just float on the top and not really saturate into the wood. And you'd end up with like a strange finished product, and it also would not last at all. So what they recommend from pressure treated is a season, 6 months. It's got to be dry. It's got to dry out. And once it does dry, then you're able to apply the finish, and it will saturate whatever the stain is, saturate into the grain of the lumber itself, and therefore stay for a much longer period of time.
Oh, okay then.
And the type of woods will depend on what that aging time is.
Oh, okay. So 6 months, not a year.
Right. It's generally a season, Tom, right?
Yeah. I mean, It is going to end up being a year, but I would, if it's brand new now, I would go through a full summer with it, and then, you know, when next spring comes around, you could think about applying some solid color stain then.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much for answering my question.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. And just ahead, are you ready to pick up a paintbrush? Well, how about a paint sprayer? I'm going to tell you how these new high-tech airless paint sprayers make it easier and faster than ever to get your paint projects done when the Money Pit returns.
I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paper patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. And if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on The Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Luke in Kansas, you've got The Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We recently just bought a limestone house, and the previous owners had completely remodeled everything, and, you know, with new plumbing, new electrical, you know, new windows, new, pretty much new everything. The only thing that they didn't do to this house was the heating and air conditioning unit. And the unique thing about this house is the upstairs and the downstairs are both heated and cooled with two different units. The upstairs unit is a 84 model, and the downstairs unit is a 93 model. And what I'm wanting to do is I'm wanting to take those completely out and, you know, kind of make it more efficient, but I don't know really what to do or where to go or how. You know, what should I do?
Okay, so first of all, when you say more efficient, you want to remove these heating systems now and make it a single zone? Is that what you want to do?
You know, since each of the floors are individually heated and cooled, I didn't know whether I should take those completely out and, you know, put two brand new heating and cooling units in, or if I should try to make the whole house, you know, just
yeah,
one
no,
unit.
Yeah, no, you should definitely leave the two zone because it actually is a much more desirable way and, frankly, a more efficient way because typically when you have one heating system, you know, it's always like the upstairs is a little warmer than you want it to be or the downstairs is a little colder than you want it to be. I mean, never, even if it's reasonably well balanced, you still get these inconsistencies based on weather conditions and wind. Having two zones, having two separate pieces of equipment running this is definitely the way to go. Now, I'm sorry, did you say this was forced air, gas fired? Is that what it is or what kind of
no,
fuel?
No, this central heat and air. Central heat and air for both.
No, I understand that, but what's your fuel? Is it electric heat? Is it gas heat?
Natural gas.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. So you have two compressors. You have two furnaces. If you want to update those, certainly go ahead and do that. Make sure you're putting in high-efficiency Energy Star qualified units. And, you know, you don't have to do them both at the same time. You might want to do that 84 unit first from 1984 first, okay?
Okay. The other question is do I need to change any of the ductwork for that?
Nope, probably not. No, what you have to change is you have to change the outside compressor and the inside furnace and the evaporator coil, which is attached to it at the same time, because when it comes to air conditioning, the evaporator coil has to match the compressor outside.
Okay.
So if it doesn't match, then it's not going to be as efficient.
What kind of efficient? Should I go like a 90%, 95%?
I would say to get the most efficiency you can afford, but remember that, you know, if you're going to be there a short term, you may never get the payback on it. If you're going to be there long term, chances are you might. So you have to really identify what the most important, you know, outcome of this is. You know, if you're in a house that's going to be there for 5 years because you're expecting to move or to transfer or whatever, I probably, frankly, wouldn't put in the very most expensive unit because I'm never going to get the payback on that. But if it's something where this is the house that I'm going to be in for the next 20-plus years, then maybe I would. So make the determination, but just keep those numbers in mind.
Okay, and what about thermostats? There's digital thermostats right now, but should I just, since I'm replacing everything, should I just go ahead and replace the thermostats too?
Not that you have to replace that as a control mechanism, but there's so many advantages to new thermostats today. You know, they're Wi-Fi enabled, and so you can operate them kind of as a remote control, whether you're sitting on the couch or you're away, you know, driving home from work. You can have thermostats that are geofenced today, which means you choose the perfect temperature setting for when you get in that house. And as you're approaching your house because you're out on an errand or coming home from work, and you could set it so that, hey, when I get 10 miles from my house, I want the heat to be this or I want the air conditioning to be that, so that when you walk in the door, it's perfect. I mean, it's pretty cool what you can do with thermostats today. So I think if you're going to go for it and replace these heating systems, I would definitely replace my thermostats at the same time.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate
you're welcome.
That.
Good luck.
That gives me a good idea of where I need to start now. So.
Perfect. Well, we're glad we could help you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Well, do you have a big paint project in mind this spring, like maybe painting a deck, a fence, or even the exterior of your house? Well, as challenging as that size job may sound, it's actually much easier to accomplish thanks to the new high-efficiency paint sprayers that are out from Wagner. Now, these paint sprayers feature high-efficiency airless technology, and that produces up to 55% less overspray, so no wasted paint. They also output a very high-quality finish with better control, and the job goes quickly because the paint actually goes down 3 times faster than if you were to try to do it with a roller. Now, these Wagner sprayers are easy to use, and they're really perfect for DIYers who are just learning about airless spraying. You can save money by taking on big projects yourself instead of hiring a contractor, and using a sprayer also does a much better job than a brush on uneven surfaces, like a fence, for example, a project I recently completed. Now, the Wagner Control Pro sprayers come in several models, but I chose the Control Pro 170 because it pulls paint or stain directly from a 1 or 5 gallon bucket, which is especially useful for large projects like a long fence. And in my case, My fence was board on board, and 5 gallons was just what I needed, and I also didn't have to stop to restock the paint. And because it's a sprayer, I was able to get into all those nooks and crannies between the boards, which I never would have been able to done as successfully with a brush or a roller. To find the right Wagner sprayer for your project, just go to WagnerSprayTech.com, WagnerSprayTech.com.
Lucy in Kansas needs some help cleaning some lawn furniture. How can we help you?
We left our lawn furniture out of doors all winter long, and it is covered with a film of just grime accumulated from the weather. We have a combination. Some of it is plastic, some of it is metal furniture, and there's some fiberglass. What can we use on that?
All right, well, everything is going to kind of be a different approach. Now, for the fiberglass, you know, you can really just use a basic cleanser with a, you know, a mild abrasive brush, and you just want to brush on some cleanser, clean it up like soapy water. That should do the trick. You can even use dry erasers on them to see what it is on there. For the wood, you're going to want to also use like a soapy cleanser with some water. You want to gently use a pressure washer if you need to, but you also want to make sure that once that's all done, that depending on what the wood is it painted, is it stained, is it natural, you might have to reapply whatever that finish is. Judy in Iowa is on the line with an electrical question. Tell us about what's going on at your place.
My electricity gives me wonder. It's so far so good. Our house is old. It was built in the late 1920s, and we love it there. It's a big old farmhouse, but it's got knob and tube wiring in it, and the electrician said that was there, that I'm not sure he's a full-fledged electrician, but he said that it was okay. And he said, just don't mess with it and it'll be all right. But I just get nervous in the summer when we have the air conditioner on. Every once in a while, the lights seem to go dimmer when the air turns on. So I'm just wondering if we should stick with what we have, or is that a danger? Do I need to switch, or do we need to change it over to something else, or what?
So knob and tube wiring is the very first centrally wired type of house wiring that was available. And it's called knob and tube because there are ceramic knobs, like little, they look like almost like drawer pulls, and they're attached to the side of the structure. So that might be, for example, the rafters or the ceiling joists. And then the wires are stretched from knob to knob to knob, and where it goes through a joist, there's a ceramic tube that's inserted in it, and that's why it's called knob and tube. Now, knob and tube wiring, the biggest issue with it is it's not grounded, nor is it groundable. So it's unsafe from a user perspective. But even more important, you know, that wiring was done like in the 1930s, and it's pretty much falling apart today. Very often you'll see the rubber insulation just break and fall off and crumble. And in addition to that, the reason that the wires are strung off the beam is because they have to be air-cooled. And so guess what happens when you put insulation over that? It's no longer air-cooled, so it gets even hotter. So I think that knob and tube wiring is unsafe and should be disabled no matter what else is going on with your air conditioning. Now, as to the air conditioning issue, that may or may not have something to do with the knob and tube. Whenever you turn on an appliance with a big compressor, it happens often with refrigerators or air conditioners, if the circuit that you're on there happens to be, you know, somewhat close to the lighting circuit, that's the place you usually see it. That kind of thing happens all the time, but unless you have lights on, you don't physically notice it. But, you know, it's not uncommon, for example, in a kitchen to see the lights dim once in a while in an older house whenever the refrigerator kicks on, because nowadays we put those all in separate circuits. But when they share a circuit, well, then you're often going to see that kind of effect. So my advice would be to replace the knob and tube wiring. Now, you can simply disable it and leave it in place. You don't have to take it out, but you want to replace it as much as you possibly can. I'd love to see it replaced throughout the entire house. I know that sometimes that's difficult, but it's certainly worth it, and it would be a lot safer if you did.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I was always wondering, and my husband says I think it's fine, and I'm a little nervous.
I think your instincts are correct here, and I think you should take it out. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Just ahead, we've got new tools that make it easy to complete simple home projects. We'll tell you all about those when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, one thing we love about our industry is how manufacturers continue to improve and refine tools to improve their function and ease of use for the users. And a great example of that is the new line of multi-tools developed by Arrow Fastener. So with us to talk about that is Bill Sokol, good friend of the Money Pit and VP of Marketing. Welcome, Bill.
Hi, Tom and Leslie. Great to be back.
Hey, so Bill, Arrow exists to empower DIYers. You help us tackle and complete home projects, get them done quick, get them done cleanly, and get them done with lots of pride. You guys have been doing that now for over 80 years. I just love the backstory of your company because you've been at this since, was it 1929?
1929, absolutely right.
So talk about that. What was the first product that came off the line?
Well, we actually started in the staple business. The founder of the company, Morris Abrams, was a staple salesman in New York City, believe it or not. He would sell staples to offices in Manhattan, and that's really how he got his start. He moved from staples into manufacturing staple guns and started out with desktop staplers, actually, and then moved into the heavy-duty kind of staplers that we know today.
Yeah, and you guys are best known for your T-50 staple gun, which I think over its lifetime you've sold, what, like 50 million of them?
Absolutely. We still make over a million a year.
So you guys have just introduced a new family of multi-tools. And talking about, in my introduction, about tools that do different projects, so you need fewer tools and you get more done, you've got the T501, the ET501F, and the ET501C, which, of course, means little to our audience. So let's talk about what those all do. I know one is corded, one is cordless, and one is manual, depending on what preferences you have. And they all do some different things. They handle a wide variety of fasteners, right?
Yeah, they do. Tom, you know, for years, staple guns have had kind of a single purpose. They fired only one kind of fastener. And you still see that today in all kinds of fastening tools, all the way from a manual staple gun on up to like a professional roofing nailer. Most of these tools are designed to fire only one specific type of fastener, although, you know, they'll often do it in different lengths. Now, that's fine for the pro who's got a truck full of tools that he uses every day, but for the average homeowner, this has meant that you have to buy and own several different tools that do different things around the house. One of the trends in tool design in our business over the last few years has been designing tools that can do more than one thing. So this really increases the flexibility of the tool, provides homeowners with a wide range of options for what they can do. And this new family of tools, the 501 series, does exactly that. They can fire five different types of fasteners, three staples and two brad nails in multiple lengths. And the series is available in a manual design, an AC corded design, and also a DC cordless design. So there's an option for everybody. And it's really a great solution for a homeowner who wants to do a lot of different things around the house but doesn't want to have, you know, an entire workshop full of these things.
Yeah, and I think it's so great because the tool is suited to so many different fasteners. So if you're doing something that's more of like a crafting project or upholstery or anything with woodworking, you're looking for a traditional staple. But if you're looking for something that's like, you know, maybe a cable with all your holiday decor or something with garland that you're trying to put up around a window, you definitely want that curvature, so more of a crown staple. And it's great because you can do all of this with the same tool.
It does indeed. So it'll fire our classic T50 staple, the heavy-duty staple that's really good for everything. It'll fire a light-duty JT21 size staple, which is great for temporary installations, holiday decorations, and things like that that you want to remove and you don't want as big a hole in the wood or, you know, wherever you're stapling. It'll fire the round crown staples, which, as you mentioned, are perfect for wiring applications. So if you're doing something like thermostat wiring or garage door openers or any kind of low voltage applications, those are great. And then there's two kinds of brad nails it fires. It'll fire a 5/8 inch standard brad for light duty trim work, or it's great for this flat pack furniture assembly when you buy stuff at IKEA, for example. They give you these little brads that are really a pain to try to hammer into the back of a cabinet or something like that. This tool makes really short work of that. It'll also fire a pin nail, which is something new for us. So if you want to put a nail in that you don't can't really see that'll go below the surface, the pin nail is a really nice option.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting is we've seen, you know, continually this development of cordless tools and what their capabilities are and how long their batteries run for. And I think what's so interesting is I think on a single charge you're saying we can get 1,000 fasteners fired. I can't even imagine using 1,000 fasteners on a project, let alone during one charge. So you can really get a lot done.
No, it's really great that way. 1,000 is a lot of staples or brass to be able to fire at one time. And the cordless option, of course, is really convenient. It frees you up to work anywhere. So if you got to go out in the yard to do something and you don't want to run 100 feet of extension cord out there, it's really good. You can keep it in a truck or a car. You can use it in a variety of places where you don't have a ready power source available.
We're talking to Bill Sokol. He's the Vice President of Marketing for Arrow Fastener about the new line of multi-tools that's out. One tool that handles a variety of fasteners, and it's available in corded, cordless, and manual versions. You know, Bill, I've been watching your site over the last year or two and noticed that you guys have started to sell a lot of blades for oscillating tools. And I got to tell you, I recently did a remodeling project in a 1906 house, and my oscillating tool was like my favorite tool for, I don't care if I'm doing plumbing or trim work, I found uses for the oscillating tool because it's just so darn convenient to use that blade to get in those tight spaces. How are the blades doing for the company?
The blades are doing really well. You know, the blade business has been kind of stuck for a long time in that there's been just a handful of manufacturers with big names, and the blades have been pretty expensive. You know, if you've used this for demo work or working around your house, that you basically use them up and you toss them out. They're a consumable item. So we've been able to engineer a really high-quality blade at a price that really fits most people's pocketbooks a lot better than what's been out there. So what we're hearing from pros and from homeowners alike is that it's a really good value. It performs extraordinarily well, and you don't break the bank when you're buying a blade.
Continuous innovation, always a good value, the products of Arrow Fastener. Bill, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit once again, filling us in on the new products. Those multi-tools, by the way, are available right now. They are in stock on Amazon. And you can also visit arrowfastener.com to learn more. That's arrowfastener.com. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Tom and Leslie. It's been great.
Just ahead, with home buying prices still high, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed. Or is it? We'll share the pros and cons of that approach when the Money Pit returns. Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit carrier.com. A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find pink next-gen fiberglass insulation and other great Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit homedepot.com or lowes.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Fix your cement cracks, chips, and holes with Rock Patch from Deich Coatings. Made of a pre-mixed polymer and stone formula, Rock Patch quickly and easily fills and levels out cosmetic concrete surface flaws. Just open the can, stir, and get started. There's no messy or dusty mixing involved. Rock Patch dries rock hard and can be sealed so you can quickly start a new finishing project. Rock Patch is available online at Lowe's and the Home Depot, plus at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get your home projects not just done, but done well. And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing or roof repair to repainting, maintenance to remodels. You can download the Angie app today to get started. Well, with home prices still up there, it can be tempting to look for a good deal by buying a home that's been foreclosed. It's not a bad way to get a potential price break, but there are a lot of pros and cons to consider before you take that plunge. First up, let's talk about the pros. Obviously, lower cost. The big advantage of buying a home in foreclosure is the price. Because they're being sold under duress, foreclosed homes are typically less expensive than comparable homes in the same area. The sellers are also motivated, usually banks or mortgage companies. They don't want to own foreclosed properties. It's not their business. They want to move them quickly, and some lenders will spend a little bit of money beautifying the property to make those repairs. And it can give you a good chance to build equity quickly. If you're buying a cheaper home that needs renovation, you have a chance to increase your equity when it's fixed up. There are also loans available that will give you enough money to buy the home and rehab the property. They're called the FHA 203K mortgages. Look into those to get a little bit of money to help you with that fix-up. But now let's talk about the cons, because there's a bunch of them. First of all, it's being sold generally as is. If you buy a house at foreclosure, that means you're buying the house as is. All the warts, all the defects, everything. You own it. And some foreclosed homes have severe structural issues or code violations that could cost you thousands to fix. Also remember that homeowners being evicted may have abused the home or not paid for needed repairs. It just got worse and worse and worse. And very often, utilities will not even be on when you try to have it inspected. I've been in this position as a home inspector. It's extremely difficult to determine the condition of mechanical systems when you don't have gas, you don't have electricity, you know, you can't check the lighting. It's a lot of risks there, so you want to make sure that those utilities are turned on. Even if the bank's having a hard time getting rid of the property, they very well may turn them on. I've also seen that happen as well. And lastly, the home that's in foreclosure, actually, it may not go up for sale because sometimes they stay in foreclosures for years. You got to be following those sales all the time so you catch the opportunity to buy it when it actually is ready to go. But if you can adjust your strategy and you can adjust your expectations, buying a foreclosed home can still be a good deal. For more tips, check out Is It Bad to Buy a Foreclosed Home? That's the name of the post with all of the tips on MoneyPit.com.
All right, heading up north to Canada, where Dave in Ontario needs help with a garage door. What can we do for you?
I've got the old wooden garage door, and over top of it's the wooden framework. And the paint was all bulging, so we kind of tapped at it. It looks like the whole thing's dry rotted. So I'm not sure if I'm opening a whole Pandora's box and I'm not going to be able to have to tear the whole garage down. But it looks like I've got to replace the header in it. Now, it's a cement block garage, so I don't know how involved this is going to be.
So it's just a header over the garage door. Was there a leak above it?
The roof was done a year and a half ago, so, and not, again, it's not an attached, it's a detached garage. So if it was leaking, I'm not real sure whether it was long-term.
But you're not. It's definitely not leaking now?
No. No, everything's dry in there now.
And is the roof rafters resting on that header?
Yes. It's a four-sided, so I guess they'd call that a cottage.
What you're probably going to have to do is you're probably going to have to build a temporary wall to hold up the roof rafters while you disassemble the header. And you do that like okay. Right inside the garage door. You basically build kind of a fake wall right up to the underside of those rafters to support them between the garage floor and the underside of the rafters while you do the disassembly and replacement of the header. Then once it's all okay. Put back together, then you can disassemble that temporary wall, and then the weight will be transferred back onto the new header. So that's the process.
Would I be jacking that up, taking a little bit of pressure off of it?
I wouldn't jack it up, but just make it snug. It probably won't move at all.
Okay. So this is something I could probably handle myself, or should I be getting a contractor in?
Well, if you're pretty experienced, yes, but it's also the kind of thing that you might need to have a pro help you with if you've not done it every day, because you don't want to mess this up. If you get something wrong, then you could cause some structural problems that are going to be pretty concerning.
Yep, very good. That gets me pointed in the right direction.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it done well. Download the Angie app today.
Well, now that the weather has warmed up and the days are longer, let your home's interior reflect what's going on outside. I'm going to share some tips after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East of Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
.com for details.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, you guys need help with a reno, a repair, or a decor project? We are here to share expert tips and ideas and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. Reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask.
Well, Stan heard our podcast about raised garden beds and asked some good questions. All right, Stan says, why would you want to raise the garden above otherwise good soil? Potting soil can be expensive. Should I be mixing it 50-50 with sand? And if I use pressure-treated wood to frame the raised garden, is there any danger that that lumber will leak chemicals into the veggies? Those are a lot of good questions.
A lot of good questions. So, first off, Stan, the raised garden beds are a really nice way to sort of set off a garden from the rest of the yard. Some people also like to add a roof with wire mesh to keep out wildlife, so you have some options there. And, yeah, potting soil would be expensive, but that's why we recommend garden soil or even specific raised garden bed soil. It's available and is a lot less than just doing it all with potting mix. And as for your concern about pressure-treated lumber, totally understand it, but it's not as much of an issue anymore because the treatment processes were updated over a decade ago. But if you're concerned, a simple solution is just to line the planter with plastic sheeting. But I really don't think it's much of an issue. And you know what? Those garden beds are a really nice way to get started on a garden around your house. And if you've got kids, boy, they love the garden beds because it's a lot less work starting from scratch.
Yeah, and you know what? It puts them at a good height for the kids, too, because they're kind of like right in a space where they can reach and help. It's fun because it's right there where everybody can access it.
Well, now that the weather has warmed up and the days are longer, let your home's interior reflect what's happening outside. Leslie has some tips in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, time to refresh that inside space before the cold weather comes back.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when it's colder out, I always like to layer things on the inside that feel cozy and warm and darker because I want to feel all warmed up inside my house. But now that it's summertime, or at least getting to be summertime, I want to bring that outdoors in. I want to feel everything in the house be fresh and light and airy. I really want it to feel beachy and summery. So why don't we start with the items that we use on a daily basis? Go ahead, change out those heavy, dark-toned winter linens, the bedding, the towels. Put those away for the season and swap out for ones that are lighter weight, softer in color, things that sort of have that gauzy, summery feel to it. Even colors and tones of taupes and beiges and grays and light blues, things that just make you feel like you're at the beach. Now, even your draperies, you can make those more seasonally appropriate. You could even go without draperies for the summer season just to let more light in, or go with something that feels more gauzy, that has like a nice breezy feel to it, something that's going to move around in the open air, or even swap out a fabric shade for a bamboo one or a natural one to give you that same beachy feel. And it's super easy, especially if you find ones with the same mounting hardware. Go to the same manufacturer. You should be able to just find ones that will interchange with the hardware that is existing to your current shade. And finally, throw pillows, area rugs. You can swap those out as well for summery colors, summer textures. You want that beachy frame of mind. I mean, my goodness, I don't live on the water. I'm not far from it, about a 20-minute drive, but I do love to feel like I'm sort of in that escaped vacation mode when I'm in my house. And you can do it by swapping out some of the things that you've already got in home. And once you do it once, if you don't have it now, you'll kind of store things away and you'll be able to just swap stuff out every season. So don't be afraid to add to your collection.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, are you looking for a good deal and a fixer-upper, but maybe you're concerned you won't have the money to make the needed repairs? Well, a popular HUD mortgage program will lend you both the funds to buy the house and what you need to fix it up. We'll share details on this very handy approach on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
A moment in history by KCNR Radio. In 1889, the Lady of Justice was placed on top of the dome of the Shasta County Courthouse. Later in 1959, the statue had lost her sword after high winds broke it from its hilt. The broken-off piece precariously perched on a platform surrounding the statue. Maintenance supervisor Lloyd Knox removed the sword so it wouldn't fall from the roof. The sword was repaired and returned later that year. By 1963, the statue was removed from the old courthouse by helicopter. It was then put in a brick monument on the courthouse lawn. Vandals started to attack the statue. Over the following years, the sword was stolen 3 times, the scales once. Someone tried to cut off the head with an axe. All the statue's fingers, except for the thumb on the left hand, were beaten away, and the back was so severely beaten it caused the pot iron she's made of to break away, creating a large hole in the center of her back. In 2008, it was removed for safekeeping and restoration to be placed in the new courthouse currently under construction.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In the battleground state of Iowa on the Saturday, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says there is a strategy for GOP election victories.
We just have to make sure we're leading with purpose and conviction and that we are delivering results to the people that we represent.
The Florida chief executive, who's expected to announce any day now he's tossing his hat into the Republican presidential ring, says the GOP needs to take on a growing and harmful thought system.
Now, this advent of woke ideology really represents a challenge to this. I think it's a war on truth. And because it's a war on truth, we must wage a war on woke.
DeSantis was in Iowa. Former President Trump was supposed to be there as well, and for an outdoor rally, but he had to cancel because of a tornado threat. A federal judge temporarily blocking the Biden administration's plan to start releasing migrants into the country without a court date for an immigration hearing. Town Hall senior writer Julio Rosas reports the judge's action is significant.
Due to the overwhelming numbers that CBP has had in these past few weeks, they've been needing to release people quickly in order to avoid serious overcrowding. I mean, they are overcrowded as it is right now.
It's a two-week delay in response to a lawsuit brought on by the state of Florida. Voters in Thailand heading to the polls in an election touted as a pivotal chance for change 8 years after the incumbent prime minister first came to power in a 2014 coup. He's now running against the daughter of the politician who's the military top nemesis. Opposition party is widely predicted to win at least a healthy plurality of the seats in the 500-member lower house in Sunday's election, but the prime minister will be selected in July during a joint session of the House and the Senate. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Ukraine's president has met with Pope Francis at the Vatican as his country continues to endure a war waged by Russia.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived at the gates of the Vatican, guarded by 2 Vatican soldiers, robed in traditional colors. Pope Francis, using a cane, comes to meet the president. Zelensky puts his hand to his heart and utters, "It's a great honor." The Vatican later released a statement saying the two men spoke about the humanitarian and political situation provoked by the ongoing war. Last month, Ukraine's prime minister also met with the pontiff at the Vatican. He asked Francis to help Ukraine get back children illegally taken to Russia during the invasion. I'm Karen Chamas.
On the talk shows, ABC's This Week has Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas CBS's Face the Nation has Laredo Mayor Victor Trevino. Townhall.com. The war on opioid use continues.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has signed an executive order that directs state agencies to take 10 steps intended to bolster the fight against the fentanyl crisis. The order includes setting up a plan to use wastewater surveillance to keep tabs on use of the drug. Youngkin's order also calls on state public safety officials and state police to develop a strategic plan for law enforcement agencies for tackling the problem in parts of the state dealing with the high numbers of overdose deaths. John Scott reporting.
A tribute to a Ponca tribe chief who won a landmark lawsuit in 1879 that found a Native American as a person with a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The unveiling of the stamp featuring a portrait of Chief Standing Bear comes 146 years after the Army forced about 700 members of the Ponca tribe to leave their homeland in northeast Nebraska and walk to the Indian Territory in Oklahoma. More attempts.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. What a week it already is. Finally, we get a debt ceiling meeting. Not much emerges. Then we find out about the evaporation of Title 42. We see the verdict come in on Donald Trump's civil trial. Beats rape, but not assault. It's going to cost him $5 million, but he'll appeal. As we move forward, now we have a major press conference starting in a matter of moments with James Comer coming down with his oversight committee on what he has found with the Biden family business and what President Biden might have been up to. With me right now to break it down, a guy with a rich legal background, political background, and a great sports background. I'm going to tap into all of it. Governor Chris Christie, welcome back.
Brian, happy to be back, my friend.
Right. I know. We're not going to talk Mets. I want to keep you in a good mood. They lost 7-6 to the Reds.
Please.
If you
Stay
don't mind.
To the end.
So we have big promises by James Comer. He said, I'm going to have a press conference, and it's going to change everything the way the Bidens are looked at. I want you to hear a little of the tease of which he's going to reveal in a matter of moments. Cut 10.
We're going to see whether or not tomorrow, Jesse, Joe Biden was telling the truth when he said that his family never received any money from China. We're going to see tomorrow whether or not Joe Biden knew about his family's business dealings, which we know that he said several times that he didn't. So I think tomorrow is going to be judgment day for the Biden administration, the Biden White House, and I'm anxious to see how the mainstream media covers it.
And he just was on Fox and Friends with us, and he said that they got bank records. They're going to point right to the family business and right to the president. What's at stake here, Governor?
Well, it's enormous amount at stake, Brian, because it's the president's credibility, which is on shaky ground to begin with because he lied during the campaign about what he was going to do if he became president, led the country astray, and said he has, you know, governed like a complete lefty. He has run up debt. He has embarrassed our country around the world. And so, you know, today could be an increasingly even worse day for Joe Biden. And look, I don't have any doubt, and I think anybody who's watched him closely knows that his family has lived off him for decades, whether it's his brother Jim or his son Hunter. They've lived off him for decades. And I think we're going to probably see a lot of things that will make the American people very angry.
But what is legal and what is not? For example, live off what? His speaking fees? That's allowed. But what about, what does he promise to do in terms for giving his family these companies, giving them access?
Well, that's the real question, right? And he's made it, though, even easier because he said he knew nothing about it. And to the extent that we show that, in fact, he had to have known about it, that he did know about it, that's going to really hurt his image with the American people. Because, you know, not only are you going to be seen as somebody who is using your public office to allow you and your family to profit, but you're also going to be seen as someone who's willing to deceive the American people in order to do it.
Yeah, just real quick, the press conference is going to start. We're not going to dip into it. We'll bring back anything that's relevant. But Comer, Congressman Armstrong, Congressman Biggs, Byron Donalds, Jim Jordan, Nancy Mace are out there. So yesterday, Donald Trump had a verdict he didn't like, I'm sure. He was not convicted civilly of rape, but he's forced to pay $5 million and is liable for sexual abuse and defamation against his accuser. So he doesn't have to pay that. He's going to yet. He's going to appeal it. Last time when he was indicted, I watched you. You came on. You said, listen, getting indicted is never a good thing, but his numbers surged. What does this do for the Donald Trump candidacy?
I just think it adds more weight to it, Brian. And look, you know, his response yesterday to me was ridiculous, that he didn't even know the woman. I mean, you know, how many coincidences are we going to have here with Donald Trump, Brian? I mean, he must be the unluckiest SOB in the world. He just has, you know, random people he's never met before who are able to convince the jury that he sexually abused them. I mean, this guy, it's one person after another, one woman after another. The stories just continue to pile up. And I think we all know he's not unlucky, that he engaged in this kind of conduct. And he talked about it himself in the Access Hollywood tape. And I was there with him when the Access Hollywood tape came out. And let me tell you something, Brian, he was embarrassed. He was embarrassed then. He's tried to change the whole history now, but he was embarrassed then. Look. This kind of conduct is unacceptable for somebody that we call a leader, and him wanting to take leadership again. And so do I think this is a silver bullet that ends Donald Trump's candidacy? No. I just think it's additional weight of evidence that people are going to look at and say, you know, if he's this unlucky, Brian, if none of this has really happened, he's this unlucky, we don't want a guy this unlucky as president either.
Well, you have to say one thing. I guess this, you have to wonder why a woman comes out, can't even name the year. It was in the mid-90s, which an incident took place and nothing was known until the last few years when he becomes a national figure. When people say that, you know, he is being targeted, does he have a legitimate case in that they are coming at him from with both barrels?
Well, look, Brian, everybody who gets involved in politics gets targeted. Donald Trump's trying to act like, you know, he's the first person this has ever happened to. It's not. It's just that he gives them much more material to target. And his conduct has led to it. Don't believe, if you don't want to believe what Jean Carroll says, that's anybody's right to do. But a jury of 12 agreed with it unanimously. But if you put her aside, use his own words in the Access Hollywood tape, Brian. He has said this is something he's entitled to do. And you say, well, Governor, you know, that was, you know, 17, 18 years ago. He's a changed man. Well, in his deposition, they asked him if he believes that what he said in the Access Hollywood tape about the way you could treat women if you were a star was true. And he said, yes, it's true. And it's been true for 1,000 years. So this is a guy who believes this, Brian. Why do we keep making excuses? And why don't we listen to his own words? And his own words in the deposition said that what he said in the Access Hollywood tape about being able to assault women with impunity because you're a star, he said, I'm a star, and that's true today, mm-hmm. And it's been true for 1,000 years.
Governor Christie, our guest. Governor, would you also say, too, that a guy named Bill Clinton had a real dicey past before he got in office as governor, then when he got as president and went after, and he ends up winning overwhelmingly reelection? Do the American people saying we don't care about personal behavior, we like the policies?
Well, look, that's what people are going to have to determine. They certainly had that situation with Clinton. And there's no doubt that that's what happened back in the early to mid-90s with Bill Clinton. But what I'm saying to you is this is not just that, Brian. If we want, we go through the entire, panoply of what he's been involved in, and how he's embarrassed us. But even more than that, how he's let us down. You know, Brian, he said he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare. He had a Republican Congress, and he didn't get it done. He said he was going to build a wall across the entire border of us and Mexico. He didn't get it done. He said that Mexico would pay for it. We're still waiting for our first peso on that deal. He said he was going to balance the budget in 5 years. He left us with the greatest deficit of any president in American history. I mean, put aside the personal behavior if you want, Brian. He promised us a lot of things. I stood on that stage in 2016 and listened to him promise those things.
Right.
And he didn't deliver on them.
See,
if you want to talk policies, yes, he cut taxes. I approve that, and I give him credit for it. Yes, he lowered regulation. He made a trade deal with China that they haven't lived up to a third of what they promised him in that deal. He got taken to the cleaners there. He got taken to the cleaners by Kim Jong-un. I mean, you know, we can talk policies, and I'm happy to. I don't want to dwell on the personal behavior, but all of it combined is a pretty sad story.
See, this is where I fear differently. If you go to the play-by-play of the wall, you know that Paul Ryan gave $1.6 billion for that wall, and he needed 10 to 20. You know he did that 2 years in a row. So that was a Republican Congress. So what he could do is take on Paul Ryan. He did that, caused great tension, and then he got 450 miles done or redone. And then when you look at the actual policies when it comes to the trade deals with South Korea, the USMCA, and if it wasn't for the pandemic, they might have been able to get that in gear, but then China decides to poison the world.
Well, but Brian, he made the deal and the Chinese didn't live up to the deal, and what did he do about it? And by the way, on the wall, I don't care about what Paul Ryan's money was. He told us Mexico was going to pay for it. Don't you remember that, Brian?
Good point.
We weren't going to pay a nickel. Mexico was going to pay for it. And he was such a good deal maker, he was going to make it happen. So what did it matter what Congress was going to appropriate? Mexico was going to pay for it. I stood on that stage and listened to him say it over and over again. And Mexico has not paid one peso towards a wall. And by the way, if you're the Republican president and you can't persuade a Republican Congress, what hope do we have of him if he's president with divided government?
We saw it with divided government. It didn't go too well. It got the USMCA passed. He did do trade deals. I think the reason why he's surging, if you ask me, is how bad Joe Biden's doing. And almost everything that Joe Biden undid in terms of oil and gas production and everything he's trying to do, trying to raise corporate taxes, how he's let the border get busted, how he let the Middle East basically turned it over to China. How he's conducted what I think is the right move in backing Ukraine and with the way he left Afghanistan. I think all those things give Republicans a great opportunity and makes Donald Trump's approach look more appetizing. Would you agree with that?
Well, look, I agree with part of it. I totally agree with the fact that Joe Biden has created, as we predicted he would, a great opportunity for Republicans to come in with our policies. But Donald Trump has shown that he can't execute on those policies. He can't, Brian. And he certainly is not going to be able to do it if we have divided government. We saw that in his last 2 years. So I do agree with you. But let's remember who's responsible for Joe Biden. It's Donald Trump. He's the person who lost to Joe Biden. He's the only person outside the state of Delaware to have ever lost an election to Joe Biden. And it was his conduct, his failure as a candidate, and his failure as a president to fulfill his promises that led the American people to elect Joe Biden. And so I can't just let him off the hook, Brian, and we shouldn't let him off the hook.
Would you also say that the pandemic, he was probably getting reelected, wasn't for the pandemic? And that Joe Biden gets elected because he promised to do better, and he actually did worse with a vaccine.
Look, Brian, I have always seen over the course of time, and you've seen this too, when there's a crisis that occurs in the country, what normally happens is the American people rally around the president. They didn't rally around this president because he said that it was just going to go away. They didn't rally around this president because he didn't take it seriously, because he pursued policies that wound up not being effective, with the exception of Operation Warp Speed. And so normally what you see in any type of crisis is for a president or a governor's numbers to go way up. During Hurricane Sandy and its aftermath, my approval ratings were in the high 70s because people want to rally around the person in charge if they're doing a good job. The pandemic didn't prevent him from winning. The pandemic should have sealed his victory, but it was his performance that led to it. His performance in the first debate, which was awful. Go on and on and on. And why is anything going to be different if we nominate the same guy again with even more baggage than he had in 2020?
Do you believe that the headwinds that Donald Trump faced with the CIA now looks like they green-lighted the 51 people to sign off that Hunter Biden's laptop was actually Russian disinformation, things to that nature that took place? Do you think every Republican is going to feel that from the establishment, or you think just Trump brings that out?
Well, look, I think that he brings it out more than any other. But Republicans are always fighting against the mainstream media, Brian. When have we ever had a Republican candidate in our lifetime who hasn't fought against the mainstream media? I remember back to even George Bush's 41's reelection campaign where he had a bumper sticker that said, annoy the media, reelect Bush. I mean, this has been going on forever. Donald Trump acts like he's the only person who's ever fought against the media and had the media against him. I was governor in New Jersey with the New York and Philadelphia media, the New York Times, the New York Daily News, the Philadelphia Inquirer, going after me on a day-to-day basis. You fight against that all the time. All the time. He's not the only person who's ever suffered that. But because he whines and complains constantly about it, people tend to think he's had it worse than anybody else. And the fact is that if he's had it worse than anybody else, a lot of it's because of his own conduct. He's brought it on himself.
Now, the last poll, you saw the Washington Post poll. You were on the set for the ABC poll. The president wins by 7 or 8 points, as does Ron DeSantis. What about people who say, well, that shows that Chris Christie's wrong? He can win.
Well, look, if the election were held today, that's correct. That's correct. But the election is not going to be held today, Brian. And the election is not going to be held until November of 2024. And I don't understand why we want to nominate someone who lost to Joe Biden, who not only lost to Joe Biden, but lost the House in 2018, lost the United States Senate in 2020, in addition to losing the White House, and the candidates he endorsed in contested races in the states that we need to win in 2024.
Governor, what about your decision? What about your decision? When are you going to make your – when do you have to make your decision if you're going to get in? When's your cutoff?
In the next couple of weeks, Brian.
And where do you feel right now if I was to say you had to make a decision now?
The good news is I don't. So I won't make a decision now. But what I'll tell you, Brian, is that the Republican Party needs to get serious about looking forward and not looking backwards. And we don't need a grievance, complaining, whining, and by the way, scared candidate. You know, what other candidate is saying that they might not show up at the debates? What's he afraid of?
Gotcha.
Why can't he debate Republican candidates, Brian?
Governor, you gave me 14 quality minutes. I owe you. The Governor Chris Christie, within 2 weeks, he'll make a decision. Thanks, Governor.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my self-service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide
nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So, you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text PHONE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text PHONE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text PHONE to 200-300. Text PHONE to 200-300.
A lot of new enrollments, huh?
Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Shh. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A senior dog from California that beat cancer and was recently adopted makes today's Doggy Dean's List. Trish Bauer from San Bernardino says she was scrolling through her phone one night and saw a plea to save a dog's life. Trish and her family have fostered and rescued over 200 kittens and always had a love of cats, but she says she had a bit of a fear of dogs. After a tragedy happened in Trish's life, she said she decided to push through those fears, and when she saw the message about Wilbur, a 12-year-old dog that was about to be euthanized, she decided to rescue the German Shepherd. Once he found his new home with the Bowers, Wilbur was taken to a clinic for a checkup when a cancerous tumor was found in his neck. Within 3 months, the Bowers helped Wilbur get in better shape, and even though it was against the odds that he would survive the procedure, Wilbur did, and he is officially cancer-free. Congratulations, Wilbur, and to the Bauer family. Thank you for keeping him alive. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Heavy snow fell in Washington, D.C. the night before John F. Kennedy's inauguration, but thoughts of canceling the plans were overruled. On January 20th, 1961, he stood in the bitter cold on the steps of the Capitol and before a crowd of 20,000 was sworn in as the 35th President of the United States.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire can truly light the world. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen, and Mary Steenburgen of Book Club The Next Chapter. Along with Diane Keaton, the group reunite for a sequel which sends the best friends to Italy. They shared which roles they play in this travel group.
I would say I made the rules because okay. I'm the judge. And Mary would designate the restaurants, and Jane would organize Rome for all of us.
We also discussed themes and quotes in the movie of defying expectations.
Just tearing up the older book, like, you can't do that or you'll hurt yourself.
If we offer you at your age a future that isn't full of adventure and that isn't full of dreaming and surprises and scaring yourself a little, too often we almost agree to that. You know, we agree to let ourselves be less than. And this movie is about, no, we're going to go where we said we were going to go when we were girls and we never made it.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We'll also provide further information regarding the Bidens' relationship with China. This includes two individuals the committee is particularly concerned about.
One of them, Yu Jianming, had close ties to the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party and operated a multi-billion dollar energy company with access to large sums of money. We'll discuss how the Bidens received millions of dollars from this individual through the use of shell companies and wire transfers.
And that's the whole thing. James Comer points out this cut, these businesses. And is it illegal to do international business? Yes. No, it isn't, obviously. You got to register. That's a problem. The FAR thing that Manafort got himself in trouble with. This press conference is ongoing, by the way, that you're listening to now, as James Comer outlines all the problems with the Biden family's links to other nations and how it could affect foreign policy. But the question is, what are you getting? If Donald Trump or Jamie Dimon is doing business with another country, you know exactly what they're doing. Oh, here's the investment. Here's the bank. Here's the hotel. Here's the golf course. Here's the field. What is Joe Biden selling? Access to the government? Is Barack Obama happy about that? Is that why you're chairman of foreign relations? Is that why you're vice president of the United States? Is that why you're president of the United States? To go give a speech in another country, okay, I got it. But to go become a consultant for a company in another country, a communist country like China, let's see if people care. I know I care. I know you care. Let's see if the voters care. And we'll get the details when we come back.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, Triple 15 fertilizers on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard. Installing new or replacing your existing sod? Laux Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soils, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and the equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Laux Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
While Vice President Biden was lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, in reality, he was a walking billboard for his son and family to collect money. Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national who was under investigation for and later convicted of corruption in Romania. The Bidens received over $1 million for the deal. And 16 of the 17 payments to their associates' account that funneled the Biden's money occurred while Joe Biden was vice president. In fact, the money stops flowing from the Romanian national soon after Joe Biden leaves the vice presidency. This is a pattern of influence peddling. This appears separate from any payment Hunter received from his work connecting this individual to a U.S. law firm.
So this press conference is still going on. It started about 9:05, right on time. It's the Oversight Committee, and we're seeing now each one a member who had a chance to speak. I haven't seen Jim Jordan yet, but that was Byron Donalds up, Andy Biggs, Kelly Armstrong, James Comer opened. You just heard him. Nancy Mace has already spoken with me right now, and I had to drag him away from this. Is Douglas Murray, Fox News contributor, National Review Institute bestselling author, led us one of the war on the West. Douglas, this was a long promise. It's very rare for someone to say, you're not going to believe what's coming up in 3 days. You're not going to believe what's coming up in 2 days. Then he was on James Comer last night and then with us on 7:30 a.m. Fox and Friends. Now at 9 o'clock, he's on with the press conference. Is he delivering?
I think so, yeah. I mean, everything we've heard so far since the beginning of the hour is very specific. It's comprehensive about the Biden family as a whole. As a firm-like entity. And it's devastating, I think. I mean, we're talking about most of the family, as far as one can see, enriching themselves during the exact time, as was just mentioned, that Joe Biden was vice president. This is classic influence peddling. The fact that the committee has got so much of the specifics of it is going to be what is now a problem for the Biden family as a whole.
People listening? Now, I've seen the framework of what, I mean, you know, I'm trying to do the show, talk to Chris Christie and you. I've seen this framework before. I've never seen this detail. Mm. You said something to me when you sat down, maybe not new to people that care like us, but what about the others that go out of their way not to care?
I think it'll cut through. I think it's bound to. People know what this is. They've seen it. I mean, we've seen this with other politicians before. It's not like influence peddling itself is new. But you know it when you see it. And you know it when you see it with this amount of detail and on this number of occasions. You know, we're not just talking about the Ukrainian deal. We're not just talking about the Romanian businessman. You know, we're not just talking about the Chinese firms. Add all of this together. It's very clear what was happening. Everybody around the then vice president was enriching themselves based on his position. And I don't think most of the American people like that.
Question is, too, where's the money? And is it taxed?
Where's the money? Is it taxed? I mean, there's a whole set of problems to come for all the Bidens.
Have you done your taxes lately?
It's hell.
It's hell. Everything. I mean, it's unbelievable. That with the detail you need right now is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The dollar.
Absolute to every dollar. Now, has Hunter been keeping records that are appropriate and declaring everything? I suppose we'll see. But when it's things like the children, the grandchildren of Biden receiving money for
Why would they? What do they do?
Exactly. I mean, Hunter was obviously pretending this was a legal fee, but what was the advisory role of the grandchildren in this precisely? Why were they receiving six-figure sums? And I think the other thing about this that will strike a lot of voters is, you know, we are talking about very significant sums of money here. And at a time when, you know, average households are all feeling the squeeze, when the dollar in your pocket is going less and less far every day, to hear of these millions of dollars coming in and just being, like, slushed around the Biden family, especially, I don't think that plays well.
Hey, Douglas, especially when you're blue-collar Joe, and you're supposed to understand the working man and the union worker. I know what it's like to go out there. My dad loses a job, and he says the same story over and over again. Nobody thinks, even though blue-collar people like Trump, nobody thinks that he's a blue-collar person.
No,
Joe Biden does everything except the Mike Rowe jean shirt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is what he does. And remember, the question is this. Every time people get close to ask him a question, he gets angry.
Yes.
When how dare you speak about my son? Here's a listen back at Joe Biden already on the record. Cut 8.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. And what I will do is the same thing we did in our administration. There will be an absolute wall between personal and private and the government.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business
dealings? Yes, I stand by that statement.
How can he stand by it?
Exactly. The problem about this is already provably untrue.
The voicemail. The voicemail says, son, I read the Washington Post article. I think we're going to be in the clear. On what?
Right. And what did he think the meetings with various people were about when he was vice president?
Carlos Slim of Mexico.
Right.
This Russian oligarch.
The Russian oligarch is one of the worst ones because, I mean, you and I know that whatever your closeness to your family members, if somebody says, there's this big Russian oligarch who's coming for dinner and you need to at least appear for a bit, you might say, why, son?
That's a problem. I've been doing this for 50 years. I won't be appearing.
Exactly.
And then what
but
happens?
That's not what happens.
Now, Douglas, does it seem kind of strange that one of the only oligarchs not to get sanctioned after the invasion of Ukraine was this same oligarch?
It's something that the committee should look into as well. So, I mean, but the crucial thing is this thing that, as you say, he's already said repeatedly on the record that none of this is the case. And he has been so definite every time. In fact, so definite, you can hear it in his voice saying, you can see it in each one of the clips of the times when he's denied any family enrichment on the basis of his position as vice president. Every time he gets highly defensive and positively sort of like standing, you know, squaring off against the reporter. So what's that about? If it was straightforwardly untrue, you would dismiss it. There's the protectiveness about not looking into the family enriching themselves is going to be a problem for him.
And the thing is, and I've said this before, very simply, Donald Trump has a building in Saudi Arabia. He's got buildings in Turkey, and he's got a golf course in Scotland, and he has got three and two in Florida, the Doral, and where he is. Okay, I know that.
Yeah.
And if Jamie Dimon was to run for president, I know exactly what he was doing. Well, if you don't like the entanglements, don't vote for him. But it's not a mystery. You know, if they uncover some type of relationship, it's not a mystery. Well, this is a mystery. Here's more from Comer.
Instead of being honest with the American people, President Biden has claimed since the 2020 election that his family has not received money from China. That was a lie in 2020, and he continues to lie to the American people now. The Bidens have received millions of dollars from China. It is inconceivable that the president did not know it. The White House refuses to correct the president's statements, showing the president is now using the federal government to run interference for his family's and his own role in these schemes.
And then from that open comes the detail, and it is state detail. And Douglas, as we find out about these companies, we can follow up, and there's going to be some independent journalists aside from Fox and Fox News Digital especially, and some entity, New York Post, that's going to be looking into it. And they're going to see that bank records are bank records. It's not an opinion. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just wondering, being that he's polling so terribly and doing so awful, look at the border. Look at China. Mm-hmm. Look, the inflation is going to be announced today. It's going to go up today.
Right.
I'm wondering if some Democrats go, you know, I'm not defending him. I'm going to just let this lie.
That's my feeling is that if that starts to happen, we'll see it happen pretty fast. It'll go very fast. The first Democrats who come out and say, actually, you know what, we don't need this. I think we could see a follow on from that will happen very swiftly. This is very, remember just back like 6 years ago, all the talk about the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation was positively clean compared to what we're looking at here. Because at least the Clinton Foundation was, everyone could see what it was. They were raising money, but it was sort of to pay for Bill and Hillary's jets.
As Hillary became more and more legitimate candidate, more and more money flew in from influential
countries. And it was completely straightforward, and we could sort of see what was happening. It bothered people. It wasn't good. But it wasn't anything like this. I mean, they haven't even bothered to set up a sort of family foundation. This isn't Joe Biden's out-of-office, post vice presidential jet paying operation. This is every member of the Biden family personally enriching themselves. And I don't think any of that looks good at all. As you say, in a period of inflation, of a period in which everyone's struggling already financially.
Title 42 has fallen apart, 100,000 in 3 days.
And, you know, the interesting thing about this as well, I was talking about this this morning on Fox and Friends, but look at the Washington Post this week has finally acknowledged what you and I have said for a long time, which is, why is the president not appearing in front of the press?
Ever.
I mean, he did that. He appeared in front of a group of five-year-olds the other day, and he didn't handle that very well. So we know why he doesn't appear in front of the press.
He talked about Jesse Helms. Every Irish kid wants to hear about Jesse Helms.
Yeah.
Remember that? he did. I'm not even exaggerating.
But the point is that the president doesn't appear in front of the press, and even the Washington Post has noticed that this week and has mentioned it in an editorial.
And what did he do yesterday?
He very swiftly has a set of questions which he doesn't answer again. But here's the thing. The Washington Post said, the press isn't your enemy, Mr. President. Now, I think that's wrong. I think on this occasion he recognizes that the press is his enemy. The free press is his enemy because it is going to, even the Washington Post and co, will end up having to ask questions about precisely what we're hearing at the moment in this press conference. They will have to ask questions about the influence peddling, about the money earning, about what the family business was doing. And that is going to be lethal for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden does not react well to these questions, as we heard earlier. He is highly defensive. He is telling things that we already know to be untruths. And that's why he's not appearing in front of the press, as well as not being very good at handling them. He would have to answer questions. And there are more and more of them every day.
And if you think about it, the moment when they realize the Hunter Biden laptop is now in the FBI hands and Johnny Mac Isaac, and what they had to do to suppress it. Mm-hmm. And then once it came out, how could no one roll back to that moment when he looked in the camera and said 51 intel experts said that this was Russian disinformation? He looked in the camera. That's he's looking at us.
Yeah.
And he lied.
He lied.
Definitively.
Now, and that is going to be, I think, more and more lethal for him. Jim Jordan has just been speaking about this at the press conference that's going on at the moment about this. latest developments of the committee. And he mentioned, Jim Jordan mentioned the issue of the 51 intelligence officers who signed, former intelligence officers who signed this letter. We know that what they did was terribly unethical. We know that it was coordinated from people close to Joe Biden.
They risked their whole reputation.
They risked their whole, and these are people with significant reputation, Paul. People like Michael Hayden.
Leon Panetta?
Yeah, it's shocking. And I'd add one other thing to that. It's one of the reasons why there has been such a declining trust in America in recent years in every single institution, including the intelligence community.
When we come back, more on this, too, because it turns out the CIA was more involved in the 51 retired that letter than we even thought. More on that, and we'll bring you more from this press conference, which is still going on. It is now 50 minutes long. We're lucky enough to have Chris Christie to kick us off and Douglas Murray to bring us through. You'll listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Coming to you on a need-to-know basis, because man, do you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by Government.com. Just released, new 2023 American Gold Eagle coins, minted by the United States Mint. These gorgeous, bright, and shiny 2023 gold coins are hot off the press, featuring Lady Liberty and the American Bald Eagle. Coin and market experts are calling now the time to buy gold. Get ready to call. Gold Eagle coins to fit any budget. Legal tender values of $5, $10, $25, $50. Minted in 1/10 ounce, 1/4 ounce, 1/2 ounce, and 1 ounce of gold. Small gold coins, big gold coins. You name it, we've got it. But with limited availability, you must call now. Best price guaranteed and securely shipped directly to your door. To learn more, call 1-800-695-3108. Plus, you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, free with every order. Call 1-800-695-3108 now to secure your 2023 Gold Eagle coins before they're gone. That's 1-800-695-3108.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my cell service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So, you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text PHONE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text PHONE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text PHONE to 200-300. Text PHONE to 200-300.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A pizza delivery man from Indiana who stopped to rescue 5 kids from a burning home makes today's Dean's List. The fire broke out at midnight when Nick Bostick was driving by with a delivery. He saw the home in flames and pulled over. Not having his phone with him, he couldn't call 911, so he ran into the house, ran upstairs, and found some kids upstairs. He helped them get outside, and that's when he heard one more child was still inside. Nick ran back in, but could hardly see through the smoke.
Found Kaylani in the smoke, continued upstairs, collapsed at the top stairs, and then went to jump out the window, but her leg got wrapped up around the curtain, and so I finished up busting the window out after I got it unwrapped, and then we jumped out.
Everyone was safe, but Nick was rushed to the hospital with severe smoke inhalation and serious cuts to his arm, but he's at home and he's doing fine. The family, thank goodness, is also safe and forever grateful to this hero. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. A drug-resistant deadly fungus is spreading through healthcare facilities. It's called Candida auris. The first case reported in the U.S. in 2016. Now it's spread to half the country. Louisiana's state epidemiologist tells Fox News health officials are worried about this fungus because it's tough to treat and can kill people already sick in hospitals. It's a type of yeast that can infect the bloodstream, ears, and wounds. It can also live on your skin without you knowing it. The fungus is becoming more common, spreading easily easily from patients to bed rails, counters, and medical equipment. The CDC says patients already sick in the hospital are most at risk, with about one-third of people infected with the fungus dying. But it's really just a hospital issue, not considered a threat to the general public, so you shouldn't worry if you're out and about. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, we know the CIA reviewed and approved the letter when Mike Morrell sent it to him. We also know that there was a person on this review board who contacted one of the individuals who signed the letter. He had something else pending in front of this review board. He called him up and said, hey, would you be willing to sign this letter, and read it to this individual, David Kariens, who winds up signing the letter. So not only did they review and approve the letter, they were actively soliciting, recruiting people to sign on.
And that is Jim Jordan finding out that the 51 Intel experts who put their reputation on the line to say the Hunter Biden laptop was classic Russian disinformation. What went into that? We're finding out that Mike Morrell went to the board of the CIA and had them sign off on it, as you just heard. Morrell also said in the email he wanted to provide a talking point for President Biden ahead of the final debate. Douglas Murray, this is unbelievable to me as we watch James Comer now take questions with his oversight committee at the press conference.
It is. I mean, we already knew that the letter was not organic. I mean, we knew it at the time. It was not like these 51 former Intel officers just all decided simultaneously to survey.
Quickly, too.
Very quickly. I mean, that was one of the things that every member of the American public could see at the time, if they wanted to, was that this happened in no time at all. And actually, to survey, I'm a columnist in the New York Post to declare an interest, but the New York Post's experts going over the laptop took a very, you know, they took a long time. They went over it in enormous detail to ensure that this was all legit before they ran the story. There was no way that anyone, a former Intel officer or not, could have done that in the record time they did. So we knew that they couldn't have had the oversight of the laptop that they claimed to have had. We knew that the letter must have been organized. But the level at which it was organized at, I think that is a shock.
Jim Jordan goes on, I don't want to take too much time, but he says it was Donald Trump's CIA. It was, who was head of the CIA at the time, Gina Haspel? So why would they complain? At the very least, like, the DOJ is not going to do anything with James Comer's stuff. Right? It's up to the American public to make the decision or overwhelm with evidence. For Donald Trump to have put somebody ahead of the CIA and for them to sign off on a letter they know wasn't real, possibly couldn't be authentic, they couldn't be doing something they felt good about. And I've never spent any time in the CIA. You haven't either. But if you want me to sign off on something, I would like to get Joe Biden on the phone. Say, hey, before I put my reputation on the line, Joe, Liam Panetta, is this Hunter's email? I see another name I recognize here. Hey, by the way, was that email legitimate? And if so many people say, yeah, that's my email, that's my text message, that's my voicemail, I go, yeah, I'm not signing this. I work too hard.
I had this argument recently with a columnist at the New York Times on stage in public, where I said to her, when she said, oh, there was no time to work out whether or not the New York Post story was true.
So to shelve it.
I mean, I said to her, that's absolutely untrue, and you know it. The fastest way to have done it was to look at any of the emails, as you just mentioned, Brian. Look at any of the emails, see who they were sent to, call up those people and say, did you receive this email? Or is it an email made up by the Kremlin and totally invented? That takes 5 minutes, and papers like the New York Times didn't bother to take those 5 minutes to work it out whether it was true or not. And much, much more worrying than that, because that's what you'd expect from the New York Times, is that these former Intel officers didn't do that, didn't bother to do that, or didn't wish to do that.
And it was a brilliant talking point, because Trump couldn't believe it. He was shocked by it, and the moderator kind of joined in with to squelch Trump's protests.
Yeah, and I think that this, as we mentioned just before the break, I think this speaks to this very deep concern a lot of us have in this country, which is, you know, it doesn't seem to matter who wins elections sometimes. You still have these remnants, residue of the deep state, who can still work against an administration from within the administration. That is something that stinks, and we all know it.
Right. You don't. Douglas Murray, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll continue to follow the breaking news. Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my cell service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text PHONE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text PHONE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text PHONE to 200-300. Text PHONE to 200-300.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. This week's expiration of Title 42 is going to have far-reaching effects. That's the assessment from former Deputy Director of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli.
Even without increases in the numbers coming to the border, this will double the number of people remaining in the United States because only Title 42 has resulted in any meaningful deportations at all.
Cuccinelli, speaking with the Salem News Channel, said up to this point under Title 42, about half the people who've crossed the border illegally have been returned back to Mexico.
And yet we have so many people that have come in and stayed illegally after Joe Biden invited them in his presidency to literally populate the state of Indiana.
Cuccinelli says President Biden's border policies allowed what he calls an invasion of illegal immigrants into the U.S. North Carolina's Democrat governor has vetoed legislation that would have banned nearly all abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy.
The veto came Saturday during a public rally as hundreds of abortion rights activists and voters watched as Governor Roy Cooper affixed his veto stamp to the bill, which also places additional restrictions on physicians, abortion clinics, and the women seeking the procedure. The governor's veto launches a major test for leaders of the GOP-controlled General Assembly to attempt to override it. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian President Zelensky arrived in Berlin early Sunday for talks with German leaders about further arms deliveries to help his country fend off the Russian invasion and rebuild what's been destroyed by more than a year of devastating conflict. Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. ReliefFactor.com.
Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan has left the High Court in Islamabad after it granted him broad protection from arrest in multiple legal cases.
Imran Khan arrived back in Lahore to cheers, chants and showers of flower petals. Although Mr. Khan's bail is currently only until Monday, his supporters see the result as a victory. The crackdown against the former Prime Minister is not over. The Punjab government have formed a joint investigation team with the police and intelligence agencies to probe the attack on the Corps Commander's house in Lahore, which was burnt and looted on Tuesday night. Imran Khan's party, the PTI, overnight shared that other senior members of the party had also been arrested.
That's the BBC's Carolyn Davis. She reports Friday's ruling is a victory for the former prime minister in his standoff with the government that sparked days of rioting by his followers. Breaking news at townhall.com. One little girl is very fortunate to have a big brother who's handy with a weapon.
Authorities in Michigan say the girl was able to escape an attempted kidnapping when her brother used a slingshot to strike the would-be attacker. Police arrested the accused assailant, a 17-year-old boy. They say the 8-year-old girl was in her backyard when the teenager came out of some nearby woods and grabbed her. At that point, the girl's 13-year-old brother hit the attacker in the head and the chest using a slingshot. The suspect was later arrested. Jason Walker reporting.
Authorities say a middle school student waiting to board a school bus was struck and killed by a pickup that had swerved to avoid hitting the bus. The South County Sheriff's Office in Wisconsin says the pickup's driver failed to stop in time and sideswiped the bus, killing the student Friday morning in the town of Excelsior. More news at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world, this is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Mark Thiessen standing by, Cal Thomas, a deep thinker, syndicated columnist, author of a brand new book, A Watchman of the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years of Reporting in America. Concerned about the country, seen a lot up close and personal. He'll put it in perspective from his days covering Ronald Reagan to Bill Clinton on down. But let's start with Mark Thiessen. Mark, I'm sitting in a city right now that you would think would not understand what's going on at the border, but we might understand it as well as El Paso, because everywhere I go, I see illegal immigrants walking the streets. Hotels have been converted, 122 so far. And now we have a situation where our mayor is fighting with our counties, suburban counties, because we have nowhere to put the illegal immigrants. Have you ever, in all your years in and out of government, seen anything like this?
Well, so it's funny. So he was railing against Governor Abbott for sending the migrants to him.
Yep.
And now he's doing the same thing to the county
without telling them.
Now, without asking, he's like, you didn't ask us. You didn't prepare us. Like, who asked you to send them here? And now he's doing exactly the same thing to these suburban counties that are not part of New York City. They're it's like shipping them off to another state or something like that. I mean, it's just, you know, it's the irony. I mean, I don't know. Did these counties declare themselves sanctuary cities?
Nope.
Like New York?
Nope.
You know, I don't think they did. You know, he has no reason to complain. If you declare yourself a sanctuary city, then you shouldn't complain when people take sanctuary there. It's like, what's the point of being a sanctuary city if you're not providing sanctuary?
What I think is the most significant is, get this, I'm kind of trying to read between, I'm reading all his comments, and he's talking about 130 emergency sites, a humanitarian relief centers, all costing billions. I mean, literally billions. Have a city like most is overdrawn, overridden with crime. Here's what he said. In an effort to mitigate the risk and find room within our shelter system, the city has temporarily suspended the policy surrounding the timing for the placement into shelters. Not a decision I take lightly. We'll make every effort to get asylum seekers into shelter as quickly as possible, but we have no room. So wait a second. The buses are heading up from Texas. Counties won't take them, and we say there's no room at the inn. What the hell is going on in our country?
Yeah, maybe he should talk to Biden about securing the border. Here's the thing.
He did, actually.
Did he? Oh, good.
And it got
him
kicked off his reelection committee, it seems.
Oh, there you go. Well, good for him. Look, here's the thing. This problem could be solved in 2 minutes, in the first minutes for coffee. You go ahead and pass the bill that Tillis and Sinema have put forward, which is basically reinstating Title 42, except without the health requirement. Exact same language. And then at least you've eliminated the cause of this surge. It still hasn't solved the border issue, but you're not going to have the surge you're having now because everybody's waiting for Title 42 to lift. We shouldn't be depending on a public health measure to secure our border, but to the extent that it was like, you know, the finger in the dike that was preventing the deluge, let's put a finger back in the dike at least until we can figure out the rest of it.
But listen to who Mayorkas is blaming. Cut 16.
I cannot overemphasize that our current situation is the outcome of Congress leaving a broken, outdated immigration system in place for over two decades.
Is he kidding? Does he expect us to buy that?
Okay, so first of all, I mean, I don't have an explicit rating like I do on my podcast, so I can't say what came to my mind when I heard that. But look, here's the thing. Joe Biden has the exact same laws on the books that Donald Trump had on the books and that Barack Obama had on the books when they secured the border. You know, people forget he hasn't just reversed Trump's policies, though he has reversed Trump's policies like the Remain in Mexico, the Safe Third Party Agreement, the deportation policy and all the rest of it. He's reversing Obama's policies. Obama, the left called Obama, they castigated him as the deporter in chief because he deported 3 million illegal migrants out during his presidency. Biden has brought that to almost zero. We have the lowest levels of deportations in history. Barack Obama, when he was president, doubled the number of prosecutions for illegal entry into this country. So if you come into the country and you get kicked out and you come back again, you can be prosecuted for illegal entry into the country. Those have virtually stopped under Biden. So I mean, it's not just it's not just the Trump policies he's eliminated. It's the Obama policies. And the reality is, it wasn't great under Obama, which is one of the reasons why Trump won. But it was a lot better than this. And he has the exact same tools at his disposal. And as for fixing the broader immigration system, I mean, look, I am a person who believes that we should have zero illegal migrants coming in here, and we should have a wide door welcoming legal migrants here in an orderly fashion, and people that we choose to come
Me
into
too.
This country. We have a labor shortage in this country. We need migrants because there are jobs that Americans are not doing, and half the small businesses in this country can't find workers for open jobs. We need people in this country as long as they come in legally. You can't fix that until you secure the border. A secure border is a prerequisite for any kind of reasonable bipartisan immigration reform, or else Republicans will never go along with it, and they shouldn't.
Mark Thiessen, our guest. Mark, so it's just maddening. And the reason why I bring up this argument that's so frustrating to go over is because Title 42 is over now. And they're going to use Title 8. And Title 8 is supposed to say if you come over illegally, the minute you ask, you're banned. But nobody thinks they're enforcing that. Plus, there's this rule, if there's no room in these centers, they're allowed to drop these people off at bus centers. Give them a little spending money, and then they go into the interior of the country. Some aren't even getting appearance tickets. So what? There's no other nation on the planet that would exist like this and permit this. And the New York Times today goes out of their way to say, wonder why everyone's coming. Is it because of the pandemic, communist regimes in Venezuela and Cuba? No. How many times do we need to say it? It's because word went out, for example, on TikTok. They even write it. There's a line that says Title 42 is over. You will not be deported. Come to America. It's got 96 million views. That's the word on the street. Get your kids together. Send them by themselves if you want. But you will be allowed to stay if you get in. And they've done nothing to reverse that narrative.
So, look, I've got no problem with Cubans and Venezuelans who are actually asylum seekers who have political reasons because of persecution of the communist regimes or the socialist regimes coming over here. I got no problem with Ukrainians and Russians trying to flee their countries coming over here. That's why we have an asylum system. 80% of the asylum claims are turned down eventually because they're not asylum seekers. They're abusing the asylum system. They're economic migrants. And what they're doing is they are gumming up the asylum system for people, for example, the people we left behind in Afghanistan, who we abandoned with that disastrous withdrawal, who helped the United States. Those people can't get their asylum claims adjudicated who are actually suffering the persecution of the Taliban and who are pro-American because you got a bunch of Central American economic migrants who are falsely claiming asylum because they know that if they come in here, it'll take 4 or 5 years to hear their case, and by then they can just melt into society and never leave. If you care about refugees and if you care about true asylum seekers and think we should be a place where those people can come, you should be for securing the border and stopping these people from abusing the asylum system.
And I just talked to someone from El Paso serving the military today. They say that he talks to everybody in El Paso almost every day, and he says a lot of them are empty in their prisons. He goes, I'm seeing the tattoos, I'm seeing the gang signs, I'm seeing the basic branding that they have. They're clearly empty in their prisons, a la Jimmy Carter, Fidel Castro, and there's no question about it. I'm not sure they've been rehabbed in a Venezuelan prison or if Cuba has a good program to keep people out, but I'm not optimistic. I want to talk about what happened yesterday, almost 24 hours ago. James Comer called a presser, at which time he detailed the Biden family corruption. Cut four.
We discovered that the president lied when he said his family never got a penny from China. We proved that statement false. We also proved that money was transferred to the Bidens while Joe Biden was in office, while he was vice president. That's something the media has always said when they rushed to Joe Biden's defense. They said, well, none of the payments that the family received ever were made while Joe Biden was in office. It was always in the four-year period between the vice president and presidency, and that wasn't true, especially with respect to Romania. 16 of the 17 payments from the Romanian foreign national that was later convicted of corruption came while Joe Biden was vice president and actively talking about Romanian policy.
So two headlines. New York Times, House Republicans report, finds no evidence of wrongdoing by the president. Time Magazine, Comer investigation of Biden relatives swings and misses. What did Mark Thiessen get from the presser?
So here's what I get. They didn't have a smoking gun, but they got a lot of. They surfaced a lot of smoke. And here's the thing: they've now got receipts. This is what they did. What Comer did was very clever, which is instead of going through the front door and trying to subpoena the Biden family directly and having that kind of fight with the White House, he went through the back door and got all the banking records from all the associates. And so he was able to establish a money trail. And if there's nothing wrong here, if Hunter Biden was a legitimate businessman providing a service to his clients, then why is there this web of 20 companies and all these multiple bank accounts where this money is being filtered through before it gets down a chain before it gets to nine members of the Biden family? Why does that exist? If you're a legitimate businessman, what you do is you send them an invoice and they pay you directly. And it's all above board. I mean, even Billy Carter did that with Libya, right?
Right.
It's like they created a web of 20 different LLCs, all of these multiple banks, and created, I mean, it's very clearly it's money laundering. So he's laid out clear evidence of money laundering. What we haven't established is that yet is that money going into the bank account of Joe Biden per se or being at that, but that doesn't mean it isn't there. And the idea that this is a swing and a miss, this is just the beginning of the process. And why the hell is the New York Times not investigating this?
I know.
If this was not Biden, if this was the Trump family and 9 Trump family members had received $10 million through a web of companies like this, the New York Times would be reporting on it, and they would have a Pulitzer Prize by now.
And by the way, that's what Byron Donald says. I'm a financial guy. I cannot believe how complex these transactions were made to be, so to keep people off their trail. There's nothing normal about this. And if you want a Pulitzer, go ahead and investigate this. It's there for you. We will help you. But Ian Sams, the White House spokesperson, said this. The Oversight Committee, Comer's loudly is proudly broadcasting a press conference to continue his long pattern of making absurd claims that President Biden made governing decisions not in the interest of America, but of China, using baseless claims, personal attacks, and innuendo to try and score political points. Oddly, he has been promising, then failing to deliver the press conference for weeks, raising questions about his shoot first, figured out later approach. So, Ian Sams. Yeah. Not denying that it's about the transaction. Not saying Joe had nothing to do with the transaction. Because very well, there's already shown I knew nothing about my son's overseas business dealings. It's a flat-out lie.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But you know where I would have liked to hear it about both of these topics we've discussed? I would have liked to hear it from Donald Trump last night on CNN. But he didn't talk about that.
Well, he would have had to have segued, no doubt, and which is doable. But they didn't say, hey, what about the Comer investigation of President Biden? But as soon as they brought up anything with him and Mar-a-Lago, he could say, you know, I'm just shocked that you have not asked me anything about what the Bidens were up to.
Exactly. I mean, this is, the Joe Biden wants this election to be about, to not talk about any of this. He doesn't want to talk about his corruption. He doesn't want to talk about his border disaster. He doesn't want to talk about his economic disasters. He doesn't want to talk about the crime wave in our cities. He doesn't want to talk about anything like that. He wants it to be a referendum on Donald Trump. And based on last night, Donald Trump wants it to be the same thing. He is the worst president in my lifetime. He is actually, if you go to the 538 average, and where they go back, they'll take you like it's day 839 of his presidency, where every president in the history of Poland was at that point. And Joe Biden right now is the most unpopular president in the history of presidential polling, except for Jimmy Carter at this point in his presidency. There is no reason why we should not be talking about that nonstop and the reason for that nonstop. And I don't give a rat's ass about the 2020 election. I want to win the 2024 election.
Right, and that's what they wanted to talk about. First 15 minutes was all about January 6th.
That's what he wanted to talk about. That's what he wanted to talk about. He wasn't baited into that. He had talk. He had his like list of quotes from January 6th. He walked. That's what he wanted to talk about too.
I'm 50-50 on that. I think that he just knew they were going there because that's all CNN ever does. They talk about January 6th. So he wanted to kind of correct the record.
Since when does Donald Trump talk about what Donald Trump doesn't want to talk about, no matter what he's asked?
Well, but one thing about him, because we got spoiled, he'll talk about anything. Remember, go, as he walks up and down the line and told his press secretary, no more press conferences, I'll handle it.
That was a 3-alarm dumpster fire last night. If that is the conversation going into the 2024 election, then we're going to get ready for 4 more years of Joe Biden. No, he's learned no message discipline. He's learned nothing from the reason why he lost the 2020 election. I love the man. I love his record. But you know, he didn't talk about his record. He didn't talk about Joe Biden's record and his record and putting them side by side and say, which do you want? He just was the number one word. If he did a word cloud of that press conference, the number one word would be rigged.
Right. She kept asking him that, though, too.
And he kept answering.
Right. I would say this. I thought CNN.
You know, I know you, Caitlin. I know you want to talk about 2020, but I'm here to talk about 2024. I know you want to talk about me. I'm here to talk about Joe Biden and the disasters he's unleashed on the American people and on the people in this room.
And I wonder why you don't.
That's what we're talking about today.
That would have been great.
Yeah, I agree.
That would have been great. But I will say this. I think CNN missed a huge opportunity. They hate him so much, they will not give him a fair shot. And the thing is, he is the front runner, and and the hate that they have is unbelievable. Mark, always great. Thanks so much.
All right, take care, Brian.
And check out Mark's podcast. It's great.
Privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my cell service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text PHONE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text PHONE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text PHONE to 200-300. Text PHONE to 200-300.
Stand Up to Cancer united leading cancer researchers to speak about why they do their work. One answered it was a sense of responsibility and purpose. Another said it's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives. Stand Up to Cancer connects the best and the brightest in the field to find new and better treatments for people impacted by cancer. So join this critical effort and help fund life-saving cancer research at standuptocancer.org.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
We're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has three been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Laura Engel with your Fox True Crime Minute. A miscommunication between police and a district attorney's office in New York State has led to the temporary release of a man accused of killing an NYPD detective's daughter 20 years ago. We first brought you the story of Edward Hawley on the True Crime Minute last month when he was arrested after two decades of searching for the killer of 20-year-old Megan McDonald, who investigators say was beaten to death in her car and dumped on the side of the road in 2003. In Orange County, judge released Hawley in accordance with state law when the district attorney failed to set a grand jury evaluation or a preliminary hearing for Hawley, citing miscommunication with the New York State Police. On the day of his arrest, Hawley told reporters outside a police station that he is definitely not guilty. You can get more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe now to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Laura Engel with your Fox True Crime Minute.
House Call for Health. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, it started in 1949. Its purpose? To raise awareness about the importance of mental health and wellness and to help celebrate recovery from mental illness. Dr. Miriam Delphin-Rittman is the Assistant Secretary for Mental Health and Substance Use for the Department of Health and Human Services.
At SAMHSA, we remain fully committed to increasing access to mental health services and supports across the country. We want everyone to know that people with mental health conditions can experience recovery and live full, whole, meaningful lives. And we can all play active roles in caring for our mental health. Practicing self-care, asking for help when needed, and checking in with ourselves and people around us all can make a difference.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
No other player in history of baseball affected how the game was played more than Babe Ruth. He changed the game from an inside game of scratching for one or two runs to a game of power. His career included 714 home runs. He retired from the game and was elected to the first class in the new Baseball Hall of Fame. With all that, the Babe still wish for more.
I've had three ambitions in my life. One of them was to hit 700 home runs. The other one was to play 20 years. And the next one was to be in 10 World Series. I succeeded in one last year, making my 10th World Series. And next year gives me the opportunity to play in 20 years. And if I had 46 home runs, I'd have my 700 home runs, and I'll sure be satisfied with everything.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So we're going to have Cal Thomas coming on shortly, a man that was a great perspective on politics today, conservative politics today, the bias in the media that he's existed, has seen exist since the 1980s, up till today, more traditional politicians back then, perhaps. And the one thing I really enjoyed that he pointed out that I wish more people would is that we live in a time in which we keep on trying to make friends with our enemies by putting our hand out for peace, as if they have the same code of ethics. But you know who doesn't? Our enemies. The Soviet Union could only respect strength. The only thing we could do is not talk peace, show how strong we were, and that would back them off. It's got to be the same concept with China. But yet, the administration submitted a defense budget which showed a decrease. Yet, I'd argue that is now our world is much more dangerous than it was when we had the Cold War. Think about it. We had the Soviet Union with a bad economy, with a dying society that was going out of their way to suppress their neighbors and trying to keep their lid on a cauldron called the Warsaw Pact. And now you have China, a thriving economy, a bustling military, whose goal is to fight us economically on every single continent, and Russia is emerging, with Iran clearly forming an alliance. Are we ready for that challenge? Cal Thomas next.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number, waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474, that's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
online at KCNR1460.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. In 1889, the Lady of Justice was placed on top of the dome of the Shasta County Courthouse. Later in 1959, the statue had lost her sword after high winds broke it from its hilt. The broken-off piece precariously perched on a platform surrounding the statue. Maintenance supervisor Lloyd Knox removed the sword so it wouldn't fall from the roof. The sword was repaired and returned later that year. By 1963, the statue was removed from the old courthouse by helicopter. It was then put in a brick monument on the courthouse lawn. Vandals started to attack the statue. Over the following years, the sword was stolen 3 times, the scales once. Someone tried to cut off the head with an axe. All the statue's fingers, except for the thumb on the left hand, were beaten away, and the back was so severely beaten it caused the pot iron she's made of to break away, creating a large hole in the center of her back. In 2008, it was removed for safekeeping and restoration to be placed in the new courthouse currently under construction.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Point of negotiation. Oh, brinksmanship and negotiation. In fact, he was asked this at his press conference, Senator Joe Biden was, and he said, you know, you've dealt with this before. What do you mean you don't want to deal with Republicans? He goes, well, I was told at the very last minute that I was requested to go over and deal with Republicans and come up with some compromise to raise the debt ceiling. So he did it. So he contradicted his own statement, saying the Republicans are the first to ever hold the economy hostage. No, the debt ceiling traditionally has been a time for negotiation. Cal Thomas knows all this firsthand and personal. He's got a brand new book that chronicles his career. It's called A Watchman in the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years Reporting on America. Syndicated columnist and author himself. Cal, welcome back.
Brian, it's so good to be on with the best ad libber on Fox. I'm telling you, I am your tallest fan.
That's true. You are my tallest fan. And with that ad libber, I'm going to save that for Gutfeld, all right? So he hears a real expert give a real review. Cal, first off, book is great, chronicling whatever. It reminds me, some things seem with the good old days, and some seem like it's still happening. First off, I don't know how much of that soundbite you heard, but Joe Biden is proclaiming that we've never had a situation where we negotiated on a debt ceiling. Could you rattle his memory a little?
Yeah. Well, the whole idea of a debt ceiling is a joke if you're going to keep raising it every time we come up against it. The narrative is completely false. The federal government takes in more money than it's ever taken in history. And Ronald Reagan used to say we have a debt not because the American people are taxed too little, but because their government spends too much. Look at the Democrats. They can't cut a single dollar from a $31 trillion debt, so they have to lie about how the Republicans want to cut Social Security and veterans benefits. We've heard this garbage for four decades or more. They run the same play all the time. It's like Lucy in the football. It's all lies. They're spending us into oblivion. No nation has ever been able to sustain itself with this level of debt.
And yet you explain to the American people some of these programs are not sustainable, and they want to say, oh, you don't like old people if you cut Medicare or Social Security. You're not cutting. You're rearranging to make it solvent. And by the way, Senator Lankford was just on with me, and I asked him about, is it true that Trump raised the debt ceiling? He goes, yeah. This is what he recounted.
Remember Nancy Pelosi, not that many years ago, demanded from President Trump that he dramatically increased spending or she would not raise the debt ceiling. So in 2017, Chuck Schumer came out and said the debt ceiling gives us leverage as Democrats with the Trump White House, that we can use our leverage to be able to get what we want. President Biden, during the Bush administration, voted against debt ceiling increases that were clean debt ceiling increases because President Bush would not increase taxes at the same time.
So that was just happening. Why would a guy like Joe Biden at the age of 80 expect us not to understand that he was directly involved in this, which you find ridiculous that we're raising the debt ceiling anyway?
Well, go ahead. Well, we don't pay any attention to history anymore, or herstory, depending on how you view things. We have to be involved between elections, Brian. You can't get in shape by watching an exercise video. You got to go to the gym. And you can't preserve a constitutional democratic republic without being engaged. Reagan, again, used to say we're only one generation away from losing it all. We can't keep spending like this. Maybe the left, which continues to support abortion, will solve the Social Security problem by euthanizing older people.
If the Chinese didn't do enough of that with their pandemic.
Really?
Cal, talk about your career a little bit. So you get into this, and you said that people told you right off, you know, there's a bias in the media, and you were slow to understand that. But what brought you to the fact that there was a bias in the media and your voice would be extremely important?
Well, when I started out as a copy boy, an old term, at NBC News in Washington when I was 19, 20 years old, I was surrounded by real journalists. These were men and later women who came from newspapers or wire services and who knew how to write, and they could write their own stuff. I didn't know any blondes at the time, but that's another issue. And slowly, I mean, I knew that they were probably Democrats, but they were fair. I think David Brinkley had the best line at the time. He said, it's impossible to be objective, so we must try to be fair. Well, all of that has gone out the window now. There are not just opinion pages of the New York Times and Washington Post. The entire newspapers are opinion. The way they slant the coverage, the way they apply labels to conservatives and don't. The way I did this was to go out on the lecture circuit around the country, and I would ask, how many people subscribe to your local paper? And usually fewer than half did so. And I say, why not? And they'd say, well, I never see anything reported in there that I agree with. They label me as an extremist or whatever. I said, how many would subscribe if my column was in there? And everyone raised their hands. I said, okay, tomorrow morning, you call the publisher, not the editor. The publisher holds the purse strings. And you say, you'll subscribe to the paper if they carry me. And that's how I built the column into 500 newspapers at its height. and went on from there. So I didn't take no for an answer. I joined some of their professional organizations. I met editors around the country, and I encouraged people to subscribe to the paper if they carried me. I didn't ask them to engage in fairness and balance. I asked them to gain more money. That seemed to work.
Cal Thomas, our guest. Cal, but you said, for example, the New York Times went out of their way to recruit William Sapphire to write a column. Why was that important then? Why isn't there not one now?
Well, there isn't. I think, they live in an insular empire. There was a columnist. There is a columnist currently for the Times who I know. And he called me a year ago about something. And at the end of our conversation, he said, by the way, are you still writing your column? And I felt like saying, yeah, you're still writing yours. They only read each other's stuff. They only attend each other's social functions. They only praise you if you went to the so-called right universities, which they went to. So I think this is a very dangerous thing. This is the only business I know, Brian, that doesn't really care about what its consumers or former consumers think. Imagine owning a gas station and having high prices, dirty restrooms, and bad lighting. And you have a competitor open across the street with lower prices, cleaner restrooms, and better lighting. You can either say, you know, I'm going to upgrade my gas station or go out of business. But with the media, the mainstream media, so-called, they don't care. They don't care that they're losing customers. They don't care that they're losing advertisers. They don't care because they only care about what they care about and not what the mass numbers of Americans care about.
Do you think the Democrats and Republicans have changed their approach? For example, I mean, I'm maybe too close to it being on 6 hours a day. But when I see what is the rationale by opening up our border, what is the rationale by leaving Afghanistan the way it is? What is the rationale by supporting Ukraine but not giving the weapons to be successful? What is the rationale by ignoring that China has moved into Central and South America, meeting with the Brazilian president, and not bringing up that he's trying to get off the dollar? I mean, some of this stuff is not even policy. It seems anti-American.
Well, it is, Brian, and there are people in this administration and in the previous administration of Barack Obama who do not like this country, who think that we should be brought down. You remember Obama's apology tour and his first foreign speech in Cairo, Egypt, where he said basically America had been guilty of too much hubris and we're no better than any other country. Oh, really? Well, that's why is that that so many people want to come here? So, you know, Susan Rice, who just left the White House and she was there under Obama, and many others who have never ever been in the military. They've never had a real job. They've either had government jobs or been activists. They don't like this country, and they're trying to take us down. The reason the border is open, I believe, is so that they can get more people in who will vote for Democrats, turn Texas blue, and Republicans will never win a presidential election again. I know that sounds conspiratorial, but what other reason could there be?
I don't know. I will say this. Is that hypothesis blowing up because the Hispanic vote is growing for the right?
Yes, I think that could be a double-edged sword for the Democrats. But, you know, the thing is, if you start addicting people to government programs, if you tell them you're going to get free education for your kids, you're going to get free hospital care, we're going to sign you up for Social Security, you're going to have a better life here, then they're going to say, hey, don't vote for those other evil Republicans because they're going to take all that free stuff away. With human nature being what it is, a lot of people would rather get a check than earn a check. And you mentioned Ukraine. You're absolutely right. I mean, I watched that CNN thing last night with Trump, and I was kind of blown away that he didn't say that if he were elected president again that his objective would be victory. And he said he could end the war in 24 hours, but never said how. So I think, you know, I think Colin Powell was right. If you're going to commit American troops, American money, American prestige to anything, the objective ought to be victory. And if it's not victory, then you shouldn't get involved in the first place.
Yeah, we're talking to Cal Thomas. He's got a brand new book out. It's called The Watchman of the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years Reporting in America. So it says a couple of things that you brought up that I think are different. You bring up in your book Jerry Falwell and Ted Kennedy did a series of talks and debates, and they got to understand each other. And they have, even back then, guys with this experience go to this much, have this much education. The value of talking with people instead of speaking about them, that still would work today. Is that the best thing we could possibly do to get us on track?
Absolutely, Brian. I mean, we are a tribal nation now. We are a hyphenated nation, African-American, Hispanic-American, and all these other things. You may recall that the late Bob Beckel and I did a column for USA Today for 10 years called Common Ground, and we would argue through things, but then we would say, okay, well, I could agree on this if you could agree on that. But that kind of thing doesn't work anymore. The two parties have become so polarized that nobody wants to give a victory to the other side. And the whole thing about the other side, I used to say Bob Beckel was not on the other side. He was my fellow American. Both of our dads were in World War II. They weren't fighting for or against Franklin Roosevelt. They were fighting to preserve an American ideal. But we've gotten away from all of that, and nobody knows anybody anymore. When I was growing up in Washington, D.C., there were socialites who threw parties that would have Republicans and Democrats, liberals, conservatives, sports stars, judges come in, and people would get to know each other. Members of Congress brought their spouses to town and their kids, and they would have dinner with one another or socialize. Now they meet every morning separately, Republicans and Democrats on the Hill, get their talking points for the day, and go out and repeat them on television and to newspaper reporters, and nothing ever gets solved. The dirty little secret about Washington, Brian, is that if you ever solve a problem, you lose the issue. How cynical can you get?
So interesting. I actually think that there was I think when Trump first got in, it was an interesting time, the first few months, because he said, hey, I got to get this wall built. They walk in, you want to build your wall? He goes, yeah, I'll give you $25 billion. Let's do immigration reform. He's like, let's just go do it. And then they quickly went in. Actually, it was General Kelly, chief of staff, came in and goes, no, Republicans will kill you. You'll never get reelected. You got to stop. And they stopped it. Now, that's probably not the traditional process, but you almost do need an outsider to say, I'm here to solve a problem. And when Reagan said, you know, if I can get if I could get most of what I want, I'll go get it. Was it 70% of what I want? I'll do it. I'll come back for the rest. I mean, we've lost that whole concept.
Well, you're right about that, and I think the media are complicit in this, the so-called mainstream media, and they don't want to find a solution either because it hurts ratings. You look at some of the guests that are on some of these programs. I remember some years ago I was invited to be on Good Morning America, and they called me late the day before and said, well, we've decided to go with somebody else, and I asked why. And the booker said, well, we wanted somebody a little edgier. So they didn't want somebody on there who could be a friend to Democrats, or they didn't want somebody on there who would be reasonable or actually suggest a solution to the problem. They wanted somebody on there to say, you're ruining America. And the other guy says, no, you're ruining America. Well, you're a secular humanist. Well, you're a Bible-thumping bigot. And the host says, and we'll be back with more civil discussion after these messages. Real Americans don't talk like that, but in the media, it is like that.
Cal Thomas, congratulations on the book and your career. Keep writing, keep talking. It's called A Watchman of the Night. To get a perspective on where we're at, Cal goes back to Christianity, goes back to the Founding Fathers, and then brings us to today, puts it in perspective. Cal, thank you.
Brian, you're the best. Thanks so much.
Okay, I'm going to keep that moment. I'm going to keep those words. Eric, if you don't mind, back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my self-service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text PHONE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text PHONE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text PHONE to 200-300. Text PHONE to 200-300.
Leroy, 71's backed up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
Three more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? The driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code HOT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code HOT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Streaming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America is listening to Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I think the FARA violation is the one violation that the White House does not want to see included, because if you determine that Hunter Biden was an unregistered foreign agent, the question becomes, what was he a foreign agent for? It leads you directly into this influence peddling operation. I've been a critic of influence peddling for three decades. I've never seen the like of the Biden family. Influence peddling is the family business for the Bidens. It always has been. The D.C. media tries hard to ignore it, but it's going to be hard to ignore if you have a FARA violation for him serving as an agent for a foreign interest. And the question then is, what is that foreign interest?
That's what bothers me. So if you... People play, you know, it was brought up the other night and people bring this up. Well, Jared Kushner, after he left serving in the Trump administration, ended up getting some foreign deals. I think one's with Saudi Arabia. Okay. He was investment before. He was investment after. Investor after. They had a chance to see him up close and personal. And they said, I love this guy. They pulled off something called the Abraham Accords. Now Israel has recognized by about six Arab states. If the Trump administration had won again, they probably would have finished off the whole Middle East. They got Sudan, too, but it sadly fell apart as this administration just let it fall apart, played no role. I don't know if it was possible or not. So I don't see any comparison. If I want to know what business Jared Kushner's in, he'd show me. Yeah, I heard about the business deal. I read about it in the Washington Post. I saw it. I could text him, and he'd get back to me and goes, yeah, he doesn't have to give me the details. Doesn't mean he sold America down the toilet for Saudi Arabia. No, we knew exactly what was going on. And now that he's alienated Saudi Arabia, how's that working for America? Why did he come into office and say he hated Saudi Arabia right away? Why did he come in and get rid of the Chinese initiative? Why did he say, why was he unable to intimidate or push back Russia to not invade Ukraine? Does it have anything to do with what he knew about the Ukrainian government? Does it have anything to do with his message with the billionaire oligarch from Moscow, the former mayor's wife, who ends up being a billionaire who was not sanctioned after the invasion? The fact that I'm bringing up these questions because a group of politicians had to use their power to subpoena bank records is why people are so suspicious and why the rest of the media isn't curious about where this leads is insane, is incredible. My sense is Democrats will realize Joe Biden's shot. I don't care if he runs against Trump, he's going to lose. The people around him are terrible. His policies are so unpopular, it's scary. I think I'm going to start having the Washington Post and New York Times cover this. Suddenly. Just like they suddenly realize the laptop is real. Remember that? Now we accept it. But when it mattered, they didn't. Brian Kilmeade Show. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. You want to put our history in perspective, get any of my history books. I can personalize for Father's Day and Mother's Day.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my cell service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text PHONE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text PHONE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text PHONE to 200-300. Text PHONE to 200-300.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we, it's not a monster truck week. Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.